financial year sale with huge deals store wide.
That's right.
Don't miss the end of financial year sale at Bingley.
Sarah Woombe, a gunman who shot a man several times outside a home in Melbourne's north, is still on the run, with police investigating whether it's linked to an earlier shooting. Victorian police say the 20-year-old victim was shot outside his Bray Street home at Reservoir by a shooter in a black SUV about 1:30 yesterday morning. The shooter and his getaway driver fled, and police are also looking at whether the vehicle is linked to a black Porsche found burnt out at Brunswick East about half an hour later. Excavations at a Brisbane home continue today as police investigate the suspected murder of US citizen Priscilla Bruton, who disappeared last year. The 46-year-old woman disappeared from Bracken Ridge in July last year, but wasn't reported missing until December. Police are also asking for anyone with information on Miss Bruton's blue Volkswagen Golf to come forward. The car was found abandoned in Scarborough in July last year. Detective Senior Sergeant Michael Hogan says police believe her car was taken when she went missing.
We suspect that that vehicle was moved from Brackenridge to Scarborough. We're coming up close to 12 months from that move. If somebody can remember seeing a dark-coloured Volkswagen.
Speed limits across Western Australia could drop by 10 kilometres an hour under recommendations by the state's Road Safety Authority. In a consultation paper released yesterday, the Road Safety Council says lowering speed limits by 10 kilometres an hour could reduce road deaths. Council Chairman Ian Cameron said not only would lives be saved, but the economics would also stack up. Also in news, according to News Corp, Australian Federal Police removed two Labor politicians' text messages from evidence gathered at the home of a News Corp journalist. And a man allegedly carrying ice worth more than $220,000 was found aboard the Spirit of Tasmania yesterday morning. The US and Mexico appear to be back on track and avoiding the imposition of tariffs after a series of meetings in Washington. US President Donald Trump had tweeted that his administration would impose tariffs as a way to punish Mexico over the continuing immigration crisis. A US correspondent, Priscilla Huff, reports.
Expressing his gratitude to the Mexican government in a series of tweets, US President Donald Trump says everyone very excited about the new deal with Mexico. That agreement is supposed to deal with the ongoing immigration crisis while preventing the US from imposing tariffs on a wide range of Mexican products. Details are few, and the agreement does not deal with the root causes of why so many are walking from Guatemala, Honduras, and El Salvador to the United States. Nor does President Trump express any understanding about the potential economic impacts of tariffs, that they are paid by American consumers, not the country of origin. Priscilla Huff, Washington.
Briefly, a sunken tour boat involved in a collision on the Danube River that killed at least 19 people is unlikely to be raised out of the water for days as the recovery operation continues. And a helicopter mission to retrieve the bodies of five climbers spotted on a Himalayan mountain has again been postponed due to strong turbulence. This is Air News. Ash Barty has become the 17th Australian to win a women's Grand Slam title after victory in the French Open final. Barty showed no signs of nerves in her first major singles final, beating Czech teenager Markéta Vondrousova 6-1, 6-3. Meantime, Austrian Dominic Thiem has crushed Novak Djokovic's French Open hopes with a 6-2, 3-6, 7-5, 5-7, 7-5 victory and set up a repeat of last year's final against Rafael Nadal. A breakout performance from Melbourne fullback Jerome Hughes has helped orchestrate a 32-10 win over the Warriors that ensures the Storm topped the standings at the midway point of the NRL season. Sean Bindley has more.
Not at their best until the second half. Melbourne were irrepressible in fighting back from 10-2 down late in the first half in Auckland yesterday to register a fourth straight win. It was their eighth successive defeat of the Warriors, who slumped to a 4-8 record and are gazing at a sizeable task to play finals footy. The Kiwi-born Hughes was the chief executioner, bagging the first double of his NRL career with crucial tries either side of half-time. Sean Bindley, Air News.
Cronulla and Manly also posted wins. In AFL, there were wins for Adelaide, North Melbourne and Carlton. In the Super Rugby, the Crusaders, Brumbies, Hurricanes and Stormers all had wins. Australia beat Ireland 45-17 in the Under-20s Championship. And defending champion Sunshine Coast proved too hot for Adelaide, winning 59-53 in the Super Netball. Australian Independent Radio News.
Mum, it's end of financial year time, which means qualifying businesses can take advantage of the instant asset write-off tax deductions on eligible purchases less than $30,000 per item.
At Bingley.
Like a new TV for your boardroom or appliances for your office kitchen. Talk to your accountant and then talk to us.
And?
It's the Bingley end of financial year sale with huge deals store-wide.
That's right.
Don't miss the end of financial year sale at Bingley.
Lazarus, twice named New Zealand Horse of the Year. Lazarus, also named 3-year-old, 4-year-old and 5-year-old Pacer of the Year. Lazarus, an Australasian Grand Circuit champion for 2 years in a row. And at the time, as a precocious 2-year-old, Lazarus paced the fastest 2-year-old mile ever down under with a final quarter of 25-1. Lazarus, standing at Yuraby Stud in New South Wales. 50 months interest free. No deposit, no interest with 50 equal monthly payments until July 2023. Harvey Norman massive half yearly clearance. Furniture, bedding in Manchester. Home appliances, televisions and technology. Minimum finance amount $750. Approved applicants only. Interest applies if you do not comply with terms and conditions. Fees and exclusions apply. See website for details. 50 months interest free store wide. No deposit, no interest with 50 equal monthly payments until July 2023. Harvey Norman massive half yearly clearance on now.
Your next bet is as easy as 1-2-3, or 2-1-3, or 1-3-2, or 2-3-1. The tab's made 1-2-3 even easier with the new Trio. When you have a Trio, it doesn't matter what order your horse has finished. Simply pick the first three in any order to win. Plus, you can now see your approximate payout at the time you place your Trio bet online or via the Tab app. Try a Trio today and make 1-2-3 easier. Tab, who are you backing?
Available to STAB and New South Wales Tab customers only. Gamble responsibly.
It's all over. Origin 1, a 4-point victory to the home side. What a second half from the Maroons.
Excellent. 5-wicket haul for Mitchell Starc, and he has built superbly on the work done with the bat by Smith and Coulton Isle.
Nice closing in on a third try, maybe. Here's Henri, chance, goal! The opening goal of the 2019 Women's World Cup. What a balance, sensational hands! And lock it away for another Melbourne Storm try.
Jerry Evans finds a little angle, awkward for the fullback, and Cade Cust picks up the scraps, and Manly are going to regain the lead here.
She's done it. Ashley Barty wins her maiden Grand Slam singles title, and it comes here in Paris at Roland Garros.
And now, overnight scores, expert comment and controversy on the Big Sports Breakfast Weekend. Here's Jimmy Smith and Ray Thomas.
Fresh from a sellout tour of Club Marconi, we are back in the studio at French's. Didn't we enjoy last
week? That was
weekend
fun,
there?
Wasn't it? That was great fun.
What about that vision when Mo Salah kicked the penalty goal? I've showed that to everyone this week when the crowd just erupted. Over 2,500 people there at Club Marconi, and been copying it from Liverpool supporters ever since. However, we move forward this week. Apparently there was a game of rugby league on during the week, Raymond.
Actually, it's been a big week in sport, but we'll get to the origin first. No Inglis, no Slater, no Cronk. No worries for Queensland.
Oh, it's just incredible, isn't it? I know we're going to our Queensland audience at the moment, so please give us a call. Give us your thoughts, 1353 53. By the way, good morning, Raymond.
Yeah, good morning, James.
Yeah, thank you very much. For the first time ever, New South Wales, under the coaching of Brad Fittler, are under the pump. They are under pressure. And to be honest, understandably so. I think some of the things that maybe we anticipated or even didn't anticipate leading into the game were exposed by a Queensland side that probably left 18, maybe more, points out there on Suncorp Stadium.
8-0 in front at half time, lucky to be so. Question without notice, James. Clemmer's obviously out now for 4 to 6 weeks.
Yes.
We need another big bopper.
Yes.
I think we're exposed size-wise in the forward pack in the second half.
I think we need two.
Okay, what sort of change would you make to the Origin team?
I think Matt Lodge comes in.
Fair enough, yeah.
I think Matt Lodge comes into the side.
He's a straight swap for Clemmer.
Straight swap for Clemmer. I still think we're short a big man on the bench.
Yep.
And just looking at it afterwards, and this is a bit upset with myself that we didn't see it beforehand, and that is you've got Whiten, Murray and Crichton on the bench, and your big middle forward is a 19-year-old that's played 10
Payne
NRL
Haas,
games.
Yeah.
You know, got exposed. He's a star. He's a star, Payne Haas. But Jack White, I think someone like a Ryan Madison, who was an 18th man in that New South Wales side, I think he can do the job of a Whiten and a Crichton.
Bring him, okay, yeah, fair enough.
So then your bench is starting to look like
size.
Haas,
yeah.
Murray, and by the way, I thought Murray was outstanding. I know we'll speak to Zorba. Zorba wasn't overly impressed. I know he made that one error, but he came out and played well. So New South Wales have got some real... Do you go with Nathan Cleary?
They say a lot of focus on the halves. Do you stick with Cleary? Obviously, Daly and the New South Wales team have invested in him. Do you stick with him? Mitchell Pearce, again, played well on Friday night. He had 6 weeks of fantastic games. Real issues there in the halves. Queensland, though, as I mentioned, they've lost their spine, or the famous spine of Smith, Cronk, Slater and Inglis, but up they come with Ponga, who was just brilliant to watch. Munster, if he's not the best player in the game, he's very close to it now. The big moments he steps up. DCE was fantastic at halfback. And Benny Hunt at hooker, who New South Wales thought they could expose. Damon Cook had a terrific first half, by the way, for the Blues. But Benny Hunt did a terrific job for Queensland.
Queensland, beautiful one day, 1-0 the next. Mm. And it's just incredible. Daly Terry-Evans hadn't played for 5 weeks. And what he didn't do was overplay his hand. And that's the incredible thing. And yes, I agree with all of those things you said about Ponga and about Munster. And they have got no issues.
Oh,
they have got no issues.
Aren't they great to watch?
Touch wood with injury. They have got no issues leading into game two. We have a new champion on our hands, Roman, and she is very, very popular.
Actually, we have too. Ash Barty and Dylan Alcott won the men's quads as well. But Ash Barty...
That's a first for him too,
Fantastic overnight, 6-1, 6-3. Isn't she just a delight to watch? Not only for her personality, because she's seems like such a down-to-earth person, but her tennis style. It's a bit of a throwback to the bygone days when you played with backspin and you chipped and you charged and you'd volley. She's unpredictable. She doesn't play to a set pattern. And she upsets players' rhythm, doesn't she?
On the 50th anniversary of his Grand Slam victory, let's have a listen to what the legendary Rocket had to say about Ash Barty.
Yeah, no, it was great to see Ashley play as well as she did all the way through the tournament, not just the semi-final and final, but then to see her play today, you know, she overpowered the lady that she was competing against. So, you know, it was good. I think she felt like, I've got this match.
There she, the legendary Rod Laver, the Rockhampton Rocket. The thing that impressed me, Raymond, is even after the quarterfinal, Conchita Martinez, Arantxa Sanchez Vicario, these legends of clay were talking about the game that Ash Barty plays, what you were mentioning about. She mixes it up depending on what her opponent is doing and depending what the game needs. She's a throwback to tennis.
She is, yeah.
The good old days.
Did you watch the semi-final against the young American Amanda Anisimova?
I saw the highlights of it.
By the way, she is a star, that Amanda Anisimova. She could be the next big thing in world tennis. Ash Barty's up 5-love in the first set and set point.
Yes.
Virtually, she's going to dominate this match. Her opponent turned it all around, wins the first set. You would think anyone who had any mental fragility, James, would be shot to pieces. But she managed to turn that around, win the second and third sets and go on to win the French Open final. So I think she really won the tournament when she didn't let that first set that she'd lost in the semi get to her, and she regrouped and came back and won.
The overwhelming feedback that we've been getting on social media is less of the men in Australian tennis, thanks very much, more of the women. Headlined by Ash Barty. By the way, if you want to send an SMS in, 0419 767 272. I know we're going to Queensland. We're not pampering to you, Queensland, this morning, but you've won the first Origin game. We've just heard from Rod Laver, the Rockhampton Rocket, and now Ash Barty, the girl from Brisbane, or Ipswich, in fact, he's the champion of the world.
How good is it?
It's a Queensland-based program. Worries me, Ray.
We're going to Queensland now, so we're entitled to celebrate. And
all right. Well, let's have a listen about the racing then. That was in Queensland as well.
It was a Cummings Clanathon up there. Anthony Cummings wins a Group 1, the JJ Atkins with Prince Faywaz, and then James steps up in the Stradbroke with Trekking Go, You Good Thing.
If only we could all celebrate like the owners of Prince Faywaz.
Good on them.
Aren't they? It's their first horse, Ray.
Well done. Good luck to them. That's only one way to go is down. They got a good one there. I must admit, I didn't realise this, but Marcus, who's very close with the Godolphin Sable, texted me last night, the last father and son to win Group 1s on the same day.
Barton, Anthony.
Yeah, when it was. I must admit, I went and checked to make sure Marcus was right. He was correct. It was with Norzita and 5.5 Star back in 2013 at Rose Hill. Bart won with Norzita in the Finery Stable, the Storm Queen, and Anthony trained 5.5 Star to win the BMW. And here we are 6 years later, and Anthony and his son James win Group 1s at the same meeting.
What a proud moment for the family, 1353.
And Chris Waller passed the $40 million mark.
How much?
$40 million for prize money.
I thought you said $40 million.
I did. And I know we're in an era of inflated prize money, James, but it was only 5 years ago he became the first trainer to pass the $20 million mark. That's just 5 years ago.
Do we go down to Melbourne with this program? Because are they still having a spring carnival this year? Do you think they're going to postpone it?
You can't say things
that. I'm just wondering, because some initiatives announced during the course of the week. I just wonder whether they will. I suppose they will. I don't know. Milliners will be going out of business if they don't.
Cause some controversy, as you would say, James.
Why wouldn't it?
Well, at the end of the day...
they're on the run. I love it. They are on the run. Who?
I tell you what, there is no better time to own a racehorse in Australia. I know we're talking about the top echelon here, but the prize money increases particularly in New South Wales and Victoria, footing right down through into the bottom tier, if I can call that, of racing, the grassroots level. So if you like racing and you want to own a racehorse, even a share of a racehorse, because syndication is affordable, not a better time, James.
No, absolutely. Make sure you do that. Get us on the open line, 1353 53, SMS number 0419 767 272. And, of course, you can get us on the tweets, Big Sports WEND. Big Sports WEND.
Got it right. Yeah. A couple of big games tonight for Australia. Australia v India in the World Cup. Smith versus Coley, what a battle. I'm looking forward to this.
Is it the defining clash of these first nine
Almost
games?
I
think so.
Is it at the Oval?
It's in London. I cannot find out.
I think it's at the Oval, which I hope it is, because it'll suit, I think, should suit the Australian bowling attack. Stark was terrific against the West, and his Cummins is just the star. And at the Oval, that extra bounce will suit. And, of course, the Matildas open up their World Cup campaign tonight against Italy.
And they are the favourites for that game as well. They're $1.65. The draw is $3.80. Italy, $4.50. So just going through who's on the program today. Anthony Cummings, after that big day yesterday for the family. Jay Ford had a couple of winners in Sydney, including Star of the Seas. We'll speak to Zorb, his thoughts on Origin and, of course, the NRL round. Kieran McAvoy had a standout day yesterday with Trekking and Prince Faywaz. The Group 1's up there at Eagle Farm. Jared Daffy will be along from TAB. Belmont Stakes on today as well. Our legend of the game, and we're going to talk about the Matildas and what's happening there, is Ray Gatt, who announced his retirement during the course of the week.
One of the really nice guys I've ever met in journalism, and what a thorough professional he is, covering the world of football. He actually started out as a racing writer many, many years ago. He did, yeah. So a really nice guy. I think his last day at News is on Tuesday. They'll form a guard of honour for him as he walks out, James.
Is that right? Probably. Oh, good on him. Sports update with Tanya. Event Cinema's quiz too. We'll have that. Dean Bulldog Richie with his thoughts on the game of rugby league as well. And, of course, your calls on 13 53 53. We did talk very briefly about the Cricket World Cup. Israel Folau, just quickly, Raymond, let's acknowledge it.
Well, he's now suing Rugby Australia for potentially a $10 million payout, and there's some talk that'll virtually bankrupt Rugby Australia.
Well, it would.
It's been an awful mess, this. Initially, I think we were both on the same page. Where are you at now with the Israel Folau situation? Does the punishment fit the crime?
That he's been forced out of the game? I understand why he's wanting his day in court.
No, I'll ask again. Does the punishment fit the crime? I don't think it does.
You think it's excessive?
Yeah.
What about the fact that he won't take the tweet down, and he's, or the Instagram post, and he's been adamant about
there's
that.
A lot of issues around this, 100%, I agree, but...
Why wouldn't you take it down?
Well, his father did tell him his religious beliefs, so
yes.
Again, he has to be true to his religious beliefs, so he's put himself into a bad situation, hasn't he, by doing this, but again, I'll reiterate, does the punishment fit the crime?
What if his religious beliefs aren't in line with the policy set out by his employer?
I agree. I'm not arguing it, but again, I reiterate, does the punishment fit the crime?
What's his punishment?
Well, he's lost his career.
His punishment is that he has to go to Europe to earn $1 million a year.
Okay.
That's his punishment.
He's been forced out of Australian sport.
He hasn't. He's forced himself out.
So you think you're okay with it?
Am I okay? See, that's a different line.
That's the question I was asking.
Yeah, I know. You just asked it three different ways.
I know, but you wouldn't answer it.
You finally got there. Am I okay with him? Unless he's prepared to follow the understandings, and I understand religious freedom and all those sorts of things, but it's still a distasteful thing.
Oh.
Do you understand? And it might be quoting the Bible. I understand that. But it's still distasteful.
And I'm not arguing with that, but, gee, there's been a lot worse things happen around sporting teams and sporting people that have done, and they've haven't been slapped across, or lost their careers over it, if I can put it that way.
We'll take your thoughts on it. 1353 53 is the open line number. We'll go to an ad break here just before we do our talk topic this morning, inspired by... little mate Ash Barty, and as we said earlier, you know, one of the things that you see on social media is all the people saying, how good's Ash, forget about the men, forget about all the histrionics that they go on with, your Nick Kyrgios and your Bernard Tomics, we love Ash Barty. Popular sports stars. Not only were they sports stars, but they were popular as well.
And tell you how popular she is, we've got some SMSs already from listeners saying, why didn't we lead off the show with Ash Barty? Very good point, because... She encompasses everything that's good about Australian sport, doesn't she? Plays fairly, doesn't get upset with umpires, goes about her business quietly, humbly, pays respect to her opponents. It's great to see, isn't it?
Absolutely. Mm. Okay. Who are you going with?
Adam Gilchrist.
Adam Gilchrist?
Yeah. He never used to appear unless he thought it was out. Often used to walk before the umpire gave him out. Just great to watch as a player. Humble fellow.
Not only was it
great sportsman,
the way he played the game too. It's like, oh, well, I'll go and flog a few out here. No, he did. He had that Keith Miller type.
If he was walking out to bat, no matter where you were, you wanted to go and make sure you watched him.
Undoubtedly. Yeah. Undoubtedly. Mine's Paddy Rafter.
Can't argue with that.
Find me. Yeah. I know he's a Queenslander, but find me someone in Australia, indeed the globe, that didn't that had a bad word to say about Pat Rafter. You'd have to walk 1,000 miles.
He's one of the genuine nice guys.
Genuine nice guys in the sport before he had that incredible success, and then post it, he was even more popular because of the way he greeted success.
Didn't change him.
He was a humble champion, get rid of Latrell Mitchell, Jimmy and Ray. That's the first change for me. That's from JW. So there you go. People wanting to have
What's
their say
there?
On that.
Because 3 weeks ago he played that extraordinary game, and I think in our paper day, Telegraph, it can't be two-page spread. He's now the number one player in the game, according to the experts.
Yes.
Since then, he's had three
indifferent
crockers. Yeah.
In different games. And to be honest, he was disappointing for New South Wales. And here's the question that we'll throw out there too. I can't wait to ask Zorba. Tommy T comes back into the side. I know we've
got
a few handling.
Got to find a spot for him somewhere.
Got to find a spot. Where? Yeah. Who misses out? Josh Morris was pretty good.
He was. Anyway. He comes back in, doesn't he, Tommy T? He has to.
Undoubtedly. Just a matter of where. 1353 53. That is the open line number. We'll take a break after that. We'll have some race replays. Anthony Cummings and, of course, your calls on the open line.
The only place to catch the very best equine superstars from around the globe, first time, every time, is right here. Live and exclusive across the Sky Racing Network.
Wideline Windows and Doors can help make your next build or home reno a success. Drop into any showroom and check out their extensive range of quality aluminium and timber designs, all backed by a 7-year guarantee. Any size, any shape, any space. Wideline's experts will help create the perfect frame for your view. There's never been a better time to take a closer look at Wideline Windows and Doors. Showrooms open at Port Macquarie, Broadmeadow, Tuggerah, Rosebery, and coming soon to Liverpool.
Mum,
right now you can save up to $300 on selected Miele washing machines at Bingley.
Yes.
And save up to $300 on selected Miele dryers and washer dryers.
Yes.
And save a further $200 if they're purchased together as a package.
Yes.
That's a saving...
Up to
$800. Up to $800 on Miele laundry appliances at Bingley.
What a chin.
See in store or bingley.com.au for details.
Lazarus, arguably the greatest pacer to ever race down under. Winner of a massive 15 Group 1s and over $4 million in prize money. Lazarus, standing at Uribe Stud in New South Wales. 50 months interest free. No deposit, no interest with 50 equal monthly payments until July 2023. Harvey Norman, massive half yearly clearance. Furniture, bedding in Manchester. Home appliances, televisions and technology. Minimum finance amount $750. Approved applicants only. Interest applies if you do not comply with terms and conditions. Fees and exclusions apply. See website for details. 50 months interest free store wide. No deposit, no interest with 50 equal monthly payments until July 2023. Harvey Norman, massive half yearly clearance on now.
Funstar pinning the ears back, moved up to Tourette, takes the lead, and the Adelaide filly starting to dash right away from them. Funstar extended to win it by three lengths to Tourette.
On Sky Sports Radio and Radio Tab, the Big Sports Breakfast Weekend with Jimmy and Ray.
And welcome back to the show. 7:25 on your Sunday morning, James. That was a filly called Fun Star in the play on winning at Canterbury midweek. First start, highly promising, and she is going places. If you're just waking up, Ash Barty is the new French Open ladies singles champion, winning overnight 6-1-6-3. And Dylan Alcott wins his eighth major and the very first ever French Open quad wheelchair singles title. So great stuff for Australian tennis overnight at Roland Garros, James.
Is he a tennis player, a TV star? Or
he's everything.
Isn't he?
He's great.
Imagine the limitations that he's placed on himself. There aren't
zero.
Zero.
He just embraces life. Good on him.
In his mind, he can do anything.
And what a great attitude to have.
Isn't it? Absolutely.
Fantastic. Racing at Randwick yesterday. A couple of races I wanted to highlight, James. In the opener, Catwalk helps Chris Waller break the $40 million prize money barrier in a single scene. There's still 2 months to go almost.
COVID off just behind them, followed by Lanager in the blue jacket, being squeezed up now, giving chase to the leaders from Tajuri, and Catwalk is the widest runner, down to the 250s, which moves up to North Yudai Synergy. COVID off's back on the inside, is still there. Catwalk is running on well. Lanager can't get there. It's COVID off's going up the fence. Catwalk wide out, coming with a great run late, and Catwalk went home best, got up to beat Switched, and third a photo between COVID off's and
pick of the yard from Lizzie Jelfs. Catwalk goes to that $40 million mark for Chris Waller, and we will have a chat with Jay Ford a little bit later on in the program as well. Do we know what's in store for Catwalk?
Look, whether they keep her going, Chris was in Eagle Farm yesterday, so whether the filly remains in training through the winter, I'm not sure, because she's highly promising, and I think there are better races in store for her in the spring. One horse who we may not see much more of this winter is Deprive, because quite simply, James, he's too good for winter racing.
Then came Spending to Win. Deprived is ducking and weaving behind them. Hart Conquered in front, 300 out from Brook Magic, then Bonhomie. Deprived is starting to weed up the ground, going to back towards the inside. Bonhomie lays it down to Hart Conquered. Bonhomie got to the front. Deprived with the final shot. Here he comes, the favourite, Deprived, going after Bonhomie, and Deprived does it again. Deprived got up to win the June Stakes. Ran down Bonhomie.
All right, what about Deprived? They're too good for winter racing. What's next?
Look, I dare say they've got some big sprints in mind for him in the spring. This is only a listed race, I know. It's midwinter, but heavy track, which he probably wasn't at his best on,
right,
Jim.
Yes.
But again, that acceleration he's got, that's the reserve of elite performers. And
go on, say it.
Don't be surprised if he doesn't potentially head towards an Everest. I know it's a big mountain to climb, so to speak, but he is that good.
And there you go. Whatever deal you cut slot holders, you might say, okay, well, I'm not really sure about Deprive. I think that he can, and as a result of that, we can cut ourselves this deal. That's the beauty of the race. So, of course, October 19th, Santa Ana Lane, $5 favourite. Osborne Bulls at $7. Pirata at $8. And then Classic Legend and Sunlight at $9.
As you point out, James, there's so many options now in Sydney in the spring for these good horses. So he could pick his mark, Deprive, and potentially race his way into an Everest. If not, there's all those other big sprint races along the way. So He's a real promising horse. Up to Eagle Farm yesterday, three Group 1s in a row. The first of them for the two-year-olds, Anthony Cummings, has got a highly talented youngster called Prince Faywas.
At the 400 metres marker, and quickly Sasha had loomed up on the outside of Zal Sun, down the outside, finishing strongly as Kubrick, and also coming through Strasbourg, and Prince Farwell's weaving through, reloaded's on the outside, out wide, hitting the lead here as Kubrick, coming through out after it is Prince Farwell's, Kubrick and Prince Farwell's, Prince Farwell's has gone to Kubrick, grabbed the lead, Prince Farwell's in front, Prince Farwell's a half head to Kubrick, third might be reloaded, but up
there. Fair win there, weaved his way through the field to get the win, and it was an outstanding one as well. The two-year-old colt, what's the colt worth?
Oh, geez, $10 million minimum. Anthony didn't get to Eagle Farm yesterday because of the fog. He got fogged in Sydney, unfortunately, so he was at Randwick. We'll talk to him shortly, but he's talking Golden Rose, Corfu Guineas, Cox Plate. That's how highly he rates Prince Faywas, James. He's a real talent.
There you go. We'll have a look at that Cox Plate market while we're at it then, Raymond, because that's 26th of October. Mystique Journey is the 460 favourite at Tab. Avelius at $6. Beauty Generation at $8. Won't be coming, Beauty Generation.
No.
What was the name of Beauty Generation in Australia?
That was one of Anthony Cummings' horses. Yes. It started with M.
Oh, yes, it did. M. Mufarage.
It'll come to me, anyway.
I love getting you on. I love picking you off, too.
Oh, Montaigne.
There we go. By the way, just before we get to, I know we're going through this, but I thought it interesting because you had to highlight, we've got a lot of people wanting to have their say here about what's been going on. I'll give you a talk topic suggestion. Oh, so close to immortality, near misses. I'll start. ScoMo gives the Queen the wrong bloody book. So close, Ray. That's from Master. So just set the scene. By the way,
we've got the same thing here.
Godolphin cap and a Winx book and some Wingman beer to give away. By the way, what's the latest with this Winx book of yours, Ray?
Going to print, James.
Second
edition
time
number
around.
Two, yes.
Okay, so I'd imagine the checks are rolling in.
That hasn't actually... I need you to go in and negotiate on my behalf.
Can we
James?
Make a personal plea on behalf of you to the publisher? Hey, listen, you got to pay. Anyway, so just wondering, what was the book that ScoMo
got? My good friend Andrew Rule, fantastic book, the official biography of the great Winx, and the Prime Minister presented it to the Queen at Buckingham Palace.
Your good friend Andrew Rule. Mm. I suppose you delete that number from your phone now.
Have you read the book?
Yours or
no, Andrew's?
No, I haven't.
It's outstanding.
Is it? Okay. Well, better than yours?
Oh, yeah. You know, it's brilliant. No, you've got to say it called as it is.
So ScoMo did the right thing
he
in
did,
your mind, then
did,
that's a lie.
But thanks, Master Monkey, and for Judy, Judy for pointing it out.
Oh, yeah, Judy made a mention of it too.
So close to immortality, I like that. Yeah. On to the Queensland Derby. Look, there was a terrible fall at the top of the straight there, and quick update, Corey Brown remained in hospital overnight, likely to stay in hospital for a few days. We'll get an update on his condition today. I did speak to his family last night, and he was conscious, full movement, couple of broken bones potentially in his back, etc. But he will make a full recovery. Unfortunately, Lord Arthur had to be euthanized. Mr. Quickie, come off a South Australian Derby placing where he was very unlucky, gets his Group 1 in the Queensland Derby.
Charge of the Light Brigade in the Derby. Trusty Lad, Mahus Angel, also Homemade, re-edit, and now Cariff on the outside. Mr. Quickie's coming through the field as well. Oh, there's a fall. Lord Arthur fell. Lord Arthur fell back in the field, but Mr. Quickie has hit the lead in the Derby. Vowan declares out after Mr. Quickie. Cariff, no boo, and Elifrus on the outside, but Mr. Quickie is still the leader from Vowan declare. He's running out, Mr. Quickie, but he's in front, and Mr. Quickie's won the Derby by a length on the line to Vowan declare. Elifrus ran third and fourth.
So well done, Mr. Quickie. And the next, grand final maybe, Caulfield Cup.
Ideal Caulfield Cup horse.
$26 in the Caulfield Cup. Tab, Avelius at $11. Cross Counter at $15, along with Very Elegant.
Okay, Stradbroke Handicap yesterday. Kieran McAvoy had won the Group 1 on Prince Faywas. He backed up on Godolphin's Trekking in the Stratty.
I'm a Ripper, narrowly here from Home of the Brave, Man Booker, Air Affair, Deploy, followed by Dollar for Dollar, Endless Drama, Trekking on the outside, followed by Tie Zone, Home of the Brave on the outside of I'm a Ripper, Endless Drama, Man Booker, and Trekking down the outside, finishing brilliantly, Trekking raced up and gone to the lead, Tie Zone down the outside for Endless Drama, Trekking's a length and a half in front, Tie Zone tries, but Trekking's clear in the straight break, a length and a half in front, it's all Trekking for the Blue Army, and Trekking's won the straight break, 2 lengths Tie Zone, third Endless Drama, not sure fourth.
Yeah, there it is. The Blue Army have been absolutely on fire. James Cummings is flying. So, Trekking is not actually in the Everest yet. Raymond, in the Everest market, though, and we just went through that previously, Trekking is presently, as we get down the line there, he is $51.
They haven't updated him there.
$51 there, so we might need an update of that throughout the course of the morning as well. But they're just looking at it now. There's only the four that have been confirmed, is that right?
Five. Santa Ana Lane, Pierata, Classic Legend, Sunlight, and In Her Time.
Okay, In Her Time. There we go. We need to update it on that website. 1353 is the open line number. There you go, right? That's it.
That's it.
All done.
Yeah.
Let's move forward.
You're
now.
Very happy with that, aren't you?
Let's move forward.
And 7:35, James.
Yeah, well done. Great efficiency, Raymond. 1353 is the open line number. We're looking for the popular sports stars, and of course, we've got the Godolphin hat to give away, the Winx book that wasn't given to the Queen, and the Wingman beer as well. Let's go to the calls now. Joe is on the line. Hello, Joe.
Good morning, fellas. Just before I get on to my Bulldogs, if Dick Kyrgios take a little bit out of what Ash Barty's got between the ears, we'd have an absolute champion.
Yes. Well said, Joe.
Yes.
Well
said. He should have a talk to her and get all those idiots that he's got around him and just listen to her. And if he just took 10% of what she's got, we'd have a champion.
Joe, what a waste of talent, isn't he? Kyrgios and Tomic.
The biggest waste of talent. Not only that, the way he conducts himself is absolutely ridiculous. I mean, and there's a lot of other sports stars in Australia that should take a look at Ashley Barty. She's an absolute icon.
Yeah, well said.
She's just so special. But getting back to rugby league, look, I've been part of the Dogs since I was 8 years old. That's going nearly 60 years. Now, I don't know what's going on there. Chris, Leon Anderson and whoever's running the club, the club's gone downhill at 100 mile an hour. They've got players there, they can't even get the selection right. I mean, what's Lachlan Lewis sitting in reserve grade for? I mean, they were going well. They had some sort of go forward. Like they looked like they were going to go places when he was in there. They've dropped him. Cora Huira-Naira, he's one of the very few people that can create second place play. He's not in the side. Reece Martin's obviously a bit on the outer. I know he's on the bench today. But, I mean, who's supposed to can create something?
James, wouldn't you find a spot for Foran and Lewis in the same side?
For who?
Well, you tell me.
Well, I actually don't mind. I think Cogger stays at halfback and Foran at 5'8". You know, Lachie Lewis is a good player, but I don't think I'd have Cogger in front of him.
Okay.
I'd have Cogger in front of him. So this is the problem. You can't fit them all in. I'll tell you what's very interesting. And you talk about, okay, which one of those guys can lead you to a premiership? Well, Kieran Foran has already won a premiership. Mm. That was a long time ago.
He's got to be in the team. I'm not saying...
No. Well, I'm just saying. But then we go to, okay, Mitchell Moses has announced, or the Parramatta Eels have announced that Mitchell Moses signs a $2.5 million three-year deal. Now, Tanya's a Parramatta fan. You happy with that deal?
No, she wasn't.
Can Mitchell Moses win your premiership, James? There would have to be marked improvement in the manner in which he's played. And the biggest issue around Mitchell Moses is?
Error rate.
Consistency of performance.
Error rate.
Yeah. And it can happen in a game. Yeah. You saw some of the things he did last night at the back end of the game.
He can be brilliant. He can be awful.
But really, Chad Townsend's in front of him.
Yeah, no,
isn't he?
Fair enough.
Chad Townsend.
Consistent, solid.
Yep.
You know what you get from Chad Townsend each and every week.
That's exactly right. 1353-53. Anthony's on the... Hello, Anthony.
G'day, mate.
Hey, Anthony. Good morning.
Listen, before I start, I got a call from Jimmy from... got a call from Ray from Western Sydney and asked me to ask you if your lovely wife enjoyed Bohemian Rhapsody last Sunday afternoon.
Yeah.
Did you go, James?
No. I was very busy last Sunday.
Oh, you haven't taken her yet.
What? How come she can't... What about she takes me?
Get on the front foot, James.
Hey, it's 2019.
Yeah, get on the front foot. Old-fashioned values.
Chivalry is not drop dead. Said to you on Sunday morning.
I thought it was promised.
I thought it was promised too, Anthony. You were going to do it.
It wasn't promised. Come on. What's your point, Anthony? Let's go.
Yeah, well, quickly, most respected, Susie O'Neill, Madam Butterfly.
Oh,
yes.
Susie O'Neill, yeah.
And my two biggest fears have happened in Origin. The interchange of Jack Tavoyevich was badly used, I thought, and he was off the field far too long and they were at the wrong times.
Yes.
And in my opinion, him and Tyson Brazil shouldn't be off the field at the same time. Mm. That point there. And I reckon, actually, Jack seemed to be Nathan Cleary's security blanket was on the field too, actually. And also the fear of if Maguire and Co blundered Cook's running game, Cody Walk's effectiveness would be affected, and Latrell Mitchell wouldn't be getting that quality ball, early quality ball, because Cody Walk would be out of the game. And that happened too, I think.
Well, once Clemmer went off, that's when Cook, influence around dummy half was negated, wasn't it? Because he made that go forward for New South Wales.
And Cody was lost.
Yeah.
Yeah, good on you, Anthony. Thanks for the call. Sorry, mate, we've got plenty of calls we've got to get through. The biggest issue, the biggest thing that gets Damien Cook into the game is a fast play the ball.
Correct.
The fast play the ball.
Forwards on a roll.
And Cameron Murray gives that fast play the ball. Like the first three play the balls that he had in State of Origin Arena, Cook went bang out of dummy half.
But also Clemmer taking the ball to the advantage line each and every time too.
Well, Clemmer's best thing was that late offload.
Did Frizzell get a knock? Why was he off for so much in the second half?
I don't know, Ray. I don't know. 1353-53, the open line number. EJ is there. Hello, EJ.
Morning, James. Morning, Ray. How are you, boys?
Morning, EJ.
Popular sports people, depends on which category you want to go to. If thumbs on seats, the obvious is Tiger. But if it's the nicest guy getting around, how can you go past our Pat Rafter?
Yeah.
That was James' nomination, yep.
Pat Rafter. Yeah. I mentioned earlier, I loved Wally Lewis. But he was a divisive character because half the time we hated him in New South Wales because he was so good.
He got booed when he was Australian captain at the SCG once,
he did.
Sadly.
That's true. EJ, what are they, magpies in the background there?
Yeah, I just walked to a park. I'm going on my daily walk, 8Ks in the morning.
Oh, outstanding.
8Ks, well done. Get those steps up. Mm. Good on you, EJ.
By the way, Jimmy, I might be calling from Queensland, mate, but I'm a Blues supporter, so don't give me a hard time all the time.
Oh, no,
you're copped it up there.
No, you're
EJ.
Okay. You're in the special category. I've got a sister that lives in Brisbane as well. She's a diehard Blues supporter. Yeah. She wore the Blues jersey to school. She's a school teacher. Wore the Blues jersey to school on Wednesday.
She would have copped it, wouldn't she?
Yeah, she said to the boys the day before, she at an all-boys school, she said, do you think I'll get tomatoes thrown at me? And they said, no, but we'll throw a few words at you, miss. So, there you go. Good on you, EJ. Thanks for the
See
call.
You, boys.
Appreciate it. There we go. Morning, boys. Great show. Just thought I'd let you know that the Wingman beer didn't make it to Naruma. Must have flown away.
Excellent.
That's Jason from Naruma.
And Brian Penfold from Walls End. Same problem. James, at the break, will you address this, please?
I'll address it. I don't think I'll fix it. I'll address it. Something to work on. 1353-53, open line number. We'll take a break. We'll be back with more.
The only place to catch the very best equine superstars from around the globe, first time, every time, is right here. Live and exclusive across the Sky Racing Network.
Mum, it's end of financial year time, which means qualifying businesses can take advantage of the instant asset write-off tax deductions on eligible purchases less than $30,000 per item.
At Bingley.
Like a new TV for your boardroom or appliances for your office kitchen. Talk to your accountant and then talk to us.
And?
It's the Bingley end of financial year sale with huge deals store-wide.
That's right.
Don't miss the end of financial year sale at Bingley.
Your next bet is as easy as 1-2-3 or 2-1-3 or 1-3-2 or 2-3-1. The tabs made 1-2-3 even easier with the new Trio. When you have a Trio, it doesn't matter what order your horse has finished. Simply pick the first three in any order to win. Plus, you can now see your approximate payout at the time you place your Trio bet online or via the Tab app. Try a Trio today and make 1-2-3 easier. Tab, who are you backing?
Available to S-Tab and New South Wales Tab customers only. Gamble responsibly.
Wideline Windows and Doors can help make your next build or home reno a success. Drop into any showroom and check out their extensive range of quality aluminium and timber designs, all backed by a 7-year guarantee. Any size, any shape, any space. Wideline's experts will help create the perfect frame for your view. There's never been a better time to take a closer look at Wideline Windows and Doors. Showrooms open at Port Macquarie, Broadmeadow, Tuggerah, Rosebery and coming soon to Liverpool.
Muzzle Puppy Auction at Richmond on Sunday, June the 23rd, has 100 of the best bred pups for sale starting from $2,000. For more details, go to goldmuzzleauctions.com.au. Greyhound Racing, the affordable way to race a winner.
Drifting out Ahmad in the center of the course. On the inside, it's Arklow. It's Ahmad in front. Arklow on the inside. Ahmad does it. Ahmad and Flavian Pratt over Arklow.
On Sky Sports Radio and Radio Tab, the Big Sports Breakfast Weekend with Jimmy and Ray.
And welcome back to the show. 7:44, James. That was the Belmont Gold Cup yesterday in America, won by Ahmad, raced by OTI. I dare say we'll see Ahmad in the Melbourne Cup later this year. A couple of interesting SMSs re our talk topic, James. From a crowd pulling popularity, it's hard to go past Greg Norman.
Absolute
sea of fans he drag out to golf courses when he played in Australia changed the game for a generation. That was Mitch from Tamworth. God, that's pretty well spot on. This is from Woodsy, popular sportsman, Laurie Daly, man. Good man, great footballer, and a really top bloke, Laurie Daly.
What about this one, too, from Milkman at Yass? Melinda Gainsford-Taylor, a real sweaty and great athlete, and can even be forgiven for being an Eagles angel. So it's an interesting one. Thank you.
He's going for that one, but anyway.
I don't know either.
I tell you who's popular right now, Anthony Cummins, because his horses are going great guns, particularly this two-year-old Prince Faye-wise, and he's been good enough to join us on. Anthony, good morning, and... Well, he's done a fantastic job in his first preparation, Prince Faye-wise. The sky's the limit, isn't it, Anthony?
Yeah, pretty much. Doesn't really get a lot better. you know, 4 or 5 starts in Group 1, 2-year-old winner. And, you know, he's only really half-furnished.
And based on what you've said then, there's no doubt that he's exceeded expectations. At what point, Anthony, did you start getting an inkling of, like, OK, this is a special one we've got on our hands here?
It's always sounds a bit weird, but he's really just done what I thought he would do when I saw him as a yearling at the Magics and up in Queensland. So I'd had a fair bit to do with the family along the way and had an idea what the fast ones out of it looked like. Mm. And I'd actually trained the mum, and this guy was a third or fourth foal, and the others just didn't look quite right to me. And they were okay. I suppose I hadn't even followed them. But this guy, when he sort of came out, looked exactly like it was supposed to. Mm-hmm. And so it made it easy. And then with that came a level of expectation, because he comes from a very strong family.
Yep.
And so the expectation is, you know, to perform to that level. And what he's done on the weekend is basically do exactly that.
Mm-hmm. And he's by Fastnet Rock too, Anthony, and that's a breed which get better as 3-year-olds, even better as 4-year-olds. What are your plans for the spring for Prince Faye-wise?
Well, I suppose, you know, any sort of 3-year-old colt heading towards the spring is going towards Golden Rose, and we're no different to that. Mm-hmm. The shape of the spring's changed quite a lot with the new races in Sydney and with the traditional races, you know, Call for Guineas and the like that have been seen in the past as the stallion-making races. And that's what we want to try and do with him. I mean, they're in Melbourne in the main part. The main race here for that is the Golden Rose. So Golden Rose first here. Sit down and have a look at exactly what the lay of the land is now around all of those races and make some decisions. But, you know, certainly races like Caulfield Guineas and Cox Plate are the traditional ones. Mm. You know, we'll have a hard look at what other things are there and make sense for him on the way through, or, you know, beyond that, perhaps, but it's going to be pretty interesting.
Are they still having a spring carnival in Victoria, Anthony? Do you know? Is that still on?
James, well, you're stirrer.
I think some of them have picked up their toys and gone home. But,
Hey, Anthony, great day yesterday, because obviously Prince Faye was fantastic for you, and I know you missed the flight because of the fog, but then James steps up in the Stradbroke, caps off a great year for his stable, winning with Trekking.
Yeah. No, it's very good. You know, for the whole thing, like, but it's not from his first winner. I think he's just starting off from scratch. But you know, sometime soon there'll be 3 of us there doing it at that level. So, you know, really looking forward to that day.
Yeah, it's great to win Group 1s on the same day. It'd be interesting what your thoughts are when there's 3 horses going for the line and they're all trained by a Cummings. You'll be so generous about it then, Anthony. Exactly. I hope they run a good second and third. But,
lucky, of course.
Do you remember the last time that a father and son team won Group 1s on the same day?
Dad and I did it 5-6 years ago, maybe. I think it was 2013, I got told last night. Zeta and 5.5 star.
That's it, yep.
We run first and second in a few, either way around. So we both had sort of crowing rights for that. I beat him in the Champion Stakes, I think, a couple of times. And he knocked me off with I had Turf and Tame that second in the
Swick,
in the sprint. He beat me with Swick, which hurt. but I suppose that's the point, isn't it?
Yeah.
You need a spur to keep you going.
Yeah, it's amazing. How do you handle these owners of Prince Far West? I tell you what,
that's why you didn't catch the plane.
From a distance.
That was the safest place to be, I think.
That thought did cross my mind. I reckon I saved myself 3 broken ribs right on there.
But isn't that great scenes, though? And we're talking about the prize money. I know prize money is not the be-all, end-all, Anthony, but has there been a better time for people to actually invest in racing?
Oh, absolutely not. I mean, it's just extraordinary. You know, the money that's there, that is available now, if anyone had half an inkling of being in a horse, now's the time to do it. There's never been a better time. It's just fantastic. It's fantastic for, you know, all the participants. We sort of have a bit of a dig about the Victorians and the rest of it. But at the end of the day, they're coming here and sharing into this world.
Yep.
I'm sure they'll get their act together and sort of compete as they always have. And it will just keep improving. So, the prize money around provincial Victoria now is much, much better than it's ever been. And it is all off the back of what Peter Valandis has done here in Sydney. So he's done a fantastic job.
Right.
And continues to, we all prosper for the sake of that.
Yeah, no, I think absolutely spot on. Well, congratulations on yesterday. Really great day for you individually and for the family as well, of course. And appreciate your time this morning, Anthony.
Yeah, well done. Thank you.
Thanks,
Anthony Cummings there with a great win, Prince of Far West. And what a story it is. First preparation, you've won a Group 1 up there in the Brisbane Winter Carnival with Australian Racing. And this brings us to Kitchwin Hills very quickly, Raymond, with Australian Racing and Breeding Tables being dominated by sires who have delivered type and speed over and above their service fee price tags. Subug offers breeders an opportunity to invest on the back of two big mare books of 152 and 178 in his first two seasons. Backed not only by Kitchwin Hills, but a who's who of Australian racing and breeding, Subug is all set to explode into the racing scene.
He'll get
scene.
Every chance as a rising young stallion, James Subug.
If type matters, if two-year-old speed matters, get in early, again, because Subug is poised. This is just the beginning. Visit KitchwinHills.com.au. That's KITCHWIN. KitchwinHills.com.au.
White goes to the leader. Victorum flashing. YPO. Victorum. Victorum over the top to beat YPO. Third will split and they've been jumped up out of the ground.
On Sky Sports Radio and Radio Tab, the Big Sports Breakfast Weekend with Jimmy and Ray.
And welcome back to the show. And Jay Ford had a good day yesterday. Jimmy won on Catwalk and then backed it up later in the day with a win on Star of the Seas, who's a really talented horse. And Jay's
loves
been
it wet.
Yeah, or just loves it. Anything, really. Jay Ford's been good enough to join us. Jay, good morning. Well, just on Star of the Seas, Jay, you could throw anything at this horse. Wet tracks, dry tracks, fast speeds, slow speeds. He just gets the job done.
He's a beauty, real professional racehorse, like you said, very versatile, adaptable, all conditions. You can ride him forward, you can ride him back, but he certainly knows how to find the line.
How do you decide which one you do, Jay? Because he's ridden back yesterday and stormed home. Is it a conditions thing? Is it pace of the race thing? Is these decisions you made pre-race or during race?
Oh, certainly, it's obviously pre-race, depending on, where he's drawn, track conditions, and obviously what the stable come up with. But that's the beauty of him. He's very adaptable, and that shows his versatility. When you can ride a horse numerous different ways and it doesn't affect their performance, they still manage to get the job done.
Both winners yesterday for the Chris Waller stable, Jay. When you're riding for the Waller stable, they're meticulous in everything they do, but do they come out with preset game plans for their jockeys, or do they leave it to your expertise, so to speak?
A little bit mixed. Obviously, it's a very well organised camp. Everything they do is for a reason, and you know, they have ideas of how they want their horses to be ridden, and but obviously if something happens and you make a decision on your own, you know, they're fine by that, but I try to follow the script as best I can.
Good thinking. Just on, Chris wasn't there yesterday, Charlie Duckworth was. Whenever Chris comes on this program, he always talks about his team, his team and how important they are. Do you notice when the boss is not there, or is it run like clockwork, Jay?
Oh, no, it's run like clockwork. Whether it's race day, track work, whatever way you look at it, trials, no, it's like a blueprint, and it's a very well-organised training stable, and it has to be with the number of horses they have, and it's a very well-oiled machine.
Chris talks about team. He also talks about systems, doesn't he, Jay? It's a lot of the systems with track work, systems on race day. Catwalk, only had a second start, broke through, yes, on a heavy track. I think she's a filly going places, Jay.
Yeah, very talented. Obviously, only her second start yesterday. Very inexperienced, obviously, very raw, very green, but above average ability. And you've seen that yesterday in the manner that she won. She's still a little bit wayward up the straight, but still relished the conditions and attacked the line strong. So I think it's safe to say she's probably one to follow for the future.
No doubt. Just about a full book of rides, a couple of scratchings there today at Hawkesbury. What's your best for the listeners, Jay?
Probably a couple of Bjorn Bakers I've got today. Probably Dr. Zeus. He's probably my best ride. I've got a mixed bag there. A couple of my chances have been scratched, but I'll probably say he's the pick of them today, Dr. Zeus.
Dr. Zeus.
It never stops, Jay, and rides Monday as well at the Kenzo. So that's your long weekend, Jay.
Yeah, no, it sounds good, doesn't it?
No, very good. Make hay while the sun shines, Jay.
100%.
Yeah.
Good on you, mate. Well done. Congratulations on those couple of wins yesterday. Good luck today, Monday.
Thanks, guys.
And for the future.
Cheers.
Thanks, Jay.
Jay Ford there, as we said, a couple of winners for him, and we'll get a tip from you very shortly. Just before we go to Tan with the scratchings, a couple of quick ones. Why don't New South Wales put Tommy Turbo at 5'8"? At least he'll fill the hole in defence in attack. Will Ars solve that? I don't think so. Great talk topic, boys. Adam Scott, he's my nomination. He's the first Aussie to win the Masters. Perfect role model for all young sports people to conduct themselves. A true gentleman and one hell of a golf swing.
Adam Scott and Jason Day. I can hear. Cut from the same cloth, those two men.
Absolutely, absolutely. Time now to say good morning to Tan for the first time with the scratchings around the country. Morning, Tan.
Morning, folks. Good morning, everyone. New South Wales racing today is at Hawkesbury and the Sapphire Coast, Sunshine Coast in Queensland, and Port Augusta racing in South Australia. Let's start with Hawkesbury. The weather is fine. The track, a soft 6. The rail, true. Penetrometer, 5.15. And 17 scratchings. Race 1, take out 6. Jersey Rose, number 6. Race 2, number 1. Chanteresse, number 1. Out of the third, number 3. Hellbenders. 4. Oslo. 7. Rocketing to Win. 8. Vaporizing. And 13. Parlour. 3, 4, 7, 8 and 13. Race 4, number 8. Mid-Air, number 8. Out of race 5, number 1. Leo Gang. And 2. Silver Melody. 1 and 2. Race 6, number 5. Mr. Wong. And 7. Caliera Gem. 5 and 7. Race 7, take out 8, Moana Jewel, and 10, Song and a Prayer, 8 and 10. And race 8, number 2, De Lady's Boy, 8, It's a Fait Accompli, and 14, Louisville Lip, 2, 8 and 14 from race 8 at Hawkesbury. Sapphire Coast, the weather is fine, the track a good 4, the rail is out 5 metres from the 800 to the winning post, true the remainder, and there are 15 scratchings. Race 1, take out 10, The Notorious, and 11, Treasure the Love, 10 and 11. Race 2, number 2, Gypsy Miss, number 2. Out of race 3, number 3, Izzy Looking Good, 4, Manhattan Gambler, 6, Strike the Gates, and 8, Actuarial, 3, 4, 6 and 8. Race 4, number 4, Living Doll, number 4. Race 5, number 3, Lady Tycoon, and 12, Biblos Boy, 3 and 12. Race 6, take out 1, Magic Search, 3, Confidential, and 16, Arithia, 1, 3 and 16. And race 7, number 5, Rev It Up, Red Nut, and 10, Smart Remark, 5 and 10 out of race 7 at the Sapphire Coast. And Sunshine Coast, the weather is fine. The track is soft 5, the rail at 9 metres the entire circuit, penetrometer 6.67 and 11 scratchings. Race 1 is clear. Race 2, take out 2, well prepared, and 6, good art, 2 and 6. The third is clear. Race 4, number 1, raise an army, number 1. Race 5, number 4, rhythm dancer, number 4. 6 and 7 are clear. Race 8, take out 1, captivated. 4, Phoebator. 5, I am paid for. 14, wineries. 16, we are 1048. 17, bull truck. And 20, play now. 1, 4, 5, 14, 16, 17 and 20 from race 8 at the Sunshine Coast.
Thanks, Tan. Tips today, Hawkesbury race 2, number 3, Black Sunrise, and race 8, number 5, Mo the Great. And on to the Sapphire Coast, race 1, good clash in the opener here, but I like Izzy looking good. Race 1, number 1, Izzy looking good to beat Actuarial. Down to race 3, number 13, bet of the day, Velvet Aeroplane.
All right, we'll put those out on social media. Just about to go to the 8 o'clock news here on the Big Sports Breakfast weekend. But look, we've got some distressing news here. We're looking for the most popular sports person. A lot of people are looking for their wingman beer as well. So Jason at Naruma, here's some disturbing SMS that's come in from Mick. G'day, Ray and Jimmy. That wingman beer is really good stuff. Mick, the parcel delivery man for Naruma. Ha ha.
You've got to address that, change.
You're mucking up. You're mucking with his head. I know that. And just before we go, Kev from Cabago says, what about Kathy Freeman?
Mm, good point.
She was incredibly popular.
Yeah.
Incredibly popular when she won that gold medal in the year 2000. Time now for the news. After the news, we'll have a chat with Zorba. We've got Jared Daffy from TAB. We'll have an interview with Karen McAvoy as well. And you'll listen to the Belmont Stakes. All that next hour.
Sarah Womby. Australian Federal Police removed two Labor politicians' text messages from evidence gathered at the home of News Corp journalist Annika Smethurst. News Corp reports officers had initially intended to seize from Ms. Smethurst's phone text exchanges with Labor MPs Richard Miles and Murray Watt found during the AFP's raid in Canberra last week. However, a senior AFP officer said they didn't want politicians and told a junior colleague to leave text conversations with politicians out of the evidence. Senator Watt had during Senate estimates followed up on Ms. Smethurst's story about a plan for authorities to spy on Australians, while Ms. Smethurst had contacted Mr. Miles for comment. Three police officers have been punched and bitten at an inner Brisbane taxi rank. Police went to the Fortitude Valley rank shortly after midnight after a report that two men were fighting. It's alleged that while being arrested, one of the men punched and bit two of the officers before punching a third in the face. A 24-year-old man is due to face the Brisbane Magistrates Court tomorrow, charged with two counts of serious assault and one count of assault. Australians are being asked to support National Blood Donor Week. More than a third of the blood donations collected support cancer patients and people with blood diseases. The Leukaemia Foundation's Emma Craig has told Macquarie the need for donations never stops.
There's 100,000 people living with a blood cancer, and most of those donations that are given through the Red Cross are for people with blood-related diseases.
And Ash Barty is continuing to celebrate after becoming the first Australian to win the French Open since 1973. Overseas in the US, a college student is in jail. The FBI says he was plotting an attack on New York's Times Square. Reporter Kenneth Craig.
The FBI keyed in on a Shequel alum based on suspicious social media activity and reached out to him in August 2018. Over 10 months of clandestine meetings with an undercover officer, Alam praised Al-Qaeda and ISIS. According to court papers, Alam said the September 11th attacks were a complete success. The 22-year-old Bangladeshi immigrant from Queens zeroed in on attacking New York City. Alam said he wanted to use suicide vests or AR-15 rifles in an attack on Times Square. He and the undercover agent went on several reconnaissance runs there. Alam said a successful attack would make them legends.
And Sri Lanka's intelligence chief has quit a week after telling a parliamentary inquiry into the Easter Sunday bombings that they could have been averted. The BBC's Anbarasa Netharajan has more.
Sri Lankan media reports said Sisira Mendis was sacked, but a presidential spokesman told the BBC that he resigned. The parliamentary select committee is looking into possible lapses that allowed Islamist militants to target churches and hotels in April. Mr. Mendis also told the committee that there had been no regular security review meetings to assess the potential threat from Islamist extremists before the attacks. President Maithripala Sirisena said he would not cooperate with the parliamentary investigation and intelligence officers would not be allowed to testify.
This is Air News. Carlton has enjoyed a 15-point win over Brisbane at Marvel Stadium. It's Carlton's second win of the AFL season. It comes after Brendan Bolton was sacked as full-time coach. Carlton midfielder Ed Curnow kicked 3 goals.
Oh, very emotional. Just really happy for the group, for the coaches, for everyone that works at Carlton, basically. A bit of empathy for Bolt, our former coach as well. We all had a good relationship with Bolt, and 3.5 years of hard work. It didn't end the way we wanted to, and to go through that early in the week, change over the coach with Dave Teague, and then be able to get a win, just really proud of the group.
The Crows beat the Giants 82-61 and the Kangaroos took down the Suns 99-72. The Sharks have claimed their fourth NRL win from 5 games after defeating the Eels 42-22. Manly defeated North Queensland 22-20 and Melbourne beat New Zealand 32-10. David Warner was visibly shaken after a local bowler was struck on the head by one of his powerful straight drives, leaving him to be stretchered from a net session at the Oval. Australia's final training session for tonight's game against India was stopped for more than 10 minutes after Warner drove a half volley back towards the medium pacer. Israel Folau has questioned Rugby Australia's integrity and is demanding to know how and why confidential details of his code of conduct hearing were leaked. And Ash Barty has won the 2019 French Open. Dominic Thiem takes on Rafael Nadal in the men's final. Australian Independent Radio News.
Mum, it's end of financial year time, which means qualifying businesses can take advantage of the instant asset write-off tax deductions on eligible purchases less than $30,000 per item.
At Bingley.
Like a new TV for your boardroom or appliances for your office kitchen. Talk to your accountant and then talk to us.
And?
It's the Bingley end of financial year sale with huge deals store-wide.
That's right.
Don't miss the end of financial year sale at Bingley.
Your next bet is as easy as 1-2-3 or 2-1-3 or 1-3-2 or 2-3-1. Or the Tab's made 1-2-3 even easier with the new Trio. When you have a Trio, it doesn't matter what order your horse has finished. Simply pick the first three in any order to win. Plus, you can now see your approximate payout at the time you place your Trio bet online or via the Tab app. Try a Trio today and make 1-2-3 easier. Tab, who are you backing?
Available to S-Tab and New South Wales Tab customers only. Gamble responsibly.
On Sky Sports Radio, the traffic report.
Wakers Parkway is closed between Warringah Road and Aquatic Drive in French's Forest on the June long weekend. Delays are expected. Plan ahead and allow extra travel time. Details at livetraffic.com. In Merrylands, there's been a crash involving a pedestrian on the M4 approaching Coleman Street. We've got 2 westbound lanes closed at the moment. And in South Penrith, the M4 is closed between the off and on ramps below the Northern Road while they demolish the bridge. Use the Northern Road ramps to go up and over the M4. The Clarendon Homes End of Financial Year bonus is on now. Save up to $40,000 on a new home when you deposit before June 30. Visit clarendon.com.au. T's and C's apply. I'm Solomon Gates, number one in racing on Sky Sports Radio.
The only place to catch the very best equine superstars from around the globe,
first time, every time,
is right here, live and exclusive across the Sky Racing Network.
On the Big Sports Breakfast, Interstate Weather.
Weather today, Sydney, sunny day, top of 22 degrees. Canberra, a little bit cool. Foggy start, 15 degrees in Canberra. Melbourne, some showers and 17 degrees. Hobart, partly cloudy, 15 degrees. Adelaide, cool, showers, 17. Perth, some showers and 18. And Darwin, beautiful day for winter, 32 degrees.
Here's Townsend. Oh, a pass here to Pesina.
clearing. Shows it. Gives it to Tedesco. Out of the tackle. Got the ball to Morris. He's over. Josh Morris has got the try. On the left. Jerry Evans on the right. That's him. Now Ponga. Floating pass for Gagai. Gagai's got another one. Gagai's done it again. Oh my God.
On Sky Sports Radio and Radio Tab, the Big Sports Breakfast Weekend with Jimmy and Ray.
Welcome back to the show. Dane Gagai puts on a Queensland jumper. He's Superman, isn't he?
11 games, 11
unbelievable.
Tries.
I'm very sorry for our Queensland listeners. Brisbane, partly cloudy, 24 degrees. I tried to circumnavigate the country. I left out Brisbane.
That is Freudian. There's no doubt about that. Exactly. We'd love to all forget about Queensland. Zorba up very shortly. Kieran McAvoy is along for the ride as well. We'll speak to Gerard Duffy. He'll be upset with me saying that from TAF. We've got the Belmont Stakes in there. We might even try and slot in the Event Cinemas quiz. Score update on that, Raymond.
Is it 11 all?
It is. Well done. So there we go. That's going to be tight, I reckon, all the way through as we progress to four cartons of beer at some stage. Do I owe you and Moss a carton of beer for...
I think you do.
Do
yeah.
I?
Yeah, for Liverpool.
So what was the actual bet? I usually write these down in my phone.
Liverpool winning a title, winning a trophy.
Well, I thought it was the EPL.
No, a trophy.
I thought it was, do Liverpool finish higher than Man United?
Was it? Okay, we have to...
Whichever way.
Go back to the video tape and check it.
Anyway, we need it sorted out. We're looking for our popular sports
You're
person.
You're looking for an out, aren't you?
Of course I am. We're looking for the popular sports stars on the back of Ash Barty's win, 6-1, 6-3, over there in the French Open. Her first French Open, an incredible effort. And I think everyone has fallen in love with Ash Barty. Mm. Where does she go on the... Is she ranked... I know she was going to get to 3 for making the final.
I think she'll get to 2, I think.
Well, there you go. Yeah. She's the number 2 tennis player on the planet. I hope that triggers an enormous number of incentives in her contract
Surely,
that she has.
If you want a product to be endorsed, yes. She's the perfect person to do it, isn't she?
I would have thought so. Gee, I thought it was interesting that the AFL came out and unreservedly apologised to Adam Goods.
Took a while.
To the 18 clubs. Speaking with people involved at the Sydney Swans at the time, to me, it was clear it was racism. Mm. To them, it was clear it was racism. But to the AFL and to any other club, they couldn't see
it. Head in the sand stuff. It was terrible.
It was just incredible. What a good man.
Yep.
What a good man. And it's great that, albeit belatedly. He has been acknowledged. No further update on the fact that the Queen's got a Winx book and it's not the one you wrote. Which is disappointing. Seriously, in all seriousness, yeah. Right? If your book had been given to the Queen, can you imagine how proud not only you'd be, but Tanya would be very proud of you. Mrs. Thomas in Tamworth, I tell you what, she'd have walked around with it proud as punch.
Well, yeah, but Andrew Rule's book is outstanding.
I don't care. I just can't wait for you. I just wonder whether you'll still be here on a Sunday morning when those checks start rolling in for the book that you wrote.
You've got to do the nomination, the negotiations, James.
No, I don't have
You're
to.
A bit more
Someone has to. Someone has to. He's waiting. Every time the phone rings, the publisher goes, oh, this is probably Ray. No? All right. Okay.
You're good at these things. I'll come right in behind you. The last time you helped us try and do something, we got a $25 pay. Remember that?
Don't tell me it wasn't heading in the right direction, though, Raymond. Don't tell me it wasn't heading in the right direction. Look,
that's true.
Yeah. This is the information that just come to hand. We've got our next special guest on, Peter Peters, of course. And we've got the Big O in the Phil Rothfield column, Buzz. What's the Buzz? The Big O gives his rugby league players who have made a successful transition to the media since 1970. Number 1, Paul Vorton. Number 2, Peter Sterling. Number 3, Matthew Johns. Number 4, Greg Alexander. Number 5 is Phil Gould. Welcome to the program. Number 6, Peter Peters. Hello, Zorb.
5-8.
That'll be the first time you've had the 6 on for a while.
Yeah, this is a long time. What about the Barty party? I heard your comments. What a delightful breath of fresh air she is. And I stayed up and watched it. And to all the people up at beautiful Springfield Lakes, which is a suburb virtually of Ipswich, the Ash Barty tennis courts are there. She still coaches kids, goes to the local pub, She's an Australian icon, and God bless her after that victory, and just the way in which she handles herself. Fantastic.
Yeah, and we haven't actually made mention of the fact that she left tennis for 2 years to pursue a cricket dream, so then came back to the sport.
Yeah, and within, played okay too, don't worry about that.
Exactly, and within 3 years now, she's climbed to number two in the world, and she's a Grand Slam winner. Unbelievable. Yeah. Hey, Zorg,
nice
quick
win last night, $2.4 million or something, and... I understand, I will say it. I understand her boyfriend works at the local golf course where he's a greenskeeper.
Okay.
At the big golf course there at Springfield Lakes. Happy days.
With her hand-eye coordination, I'm tipping she can play golf pretty well as also Ash Barty. Hey, Zorb, we'll go straight to Origin. Brad Fittler, Jimmy made mention of it earlier. Is the party over for Freddie?
Well, I think it is. And I've been saying it for a long time now. Everyone loves Freddie, and I'm in that boat. I think he's a great guy and always happy and everything. But it's time New South Wales stopped feeling the soil between their toes and put their football boots on. And it's time that Brad Fittler picked his side on form, not on what went on last year. Last year doesn't matter anymore.
Yeah.
New South Wales were outplayed, outcoached, outsmarted by Queensland, and the 18-14 scoreline was flattering, I reckon, to the Blues on Wednesday. New South Wales, I thought they handled the bench poorly, and I know we discussed this texting each other during the games. I mean, having Cameron Murray, Payne Haas and Angus Crichton on the field at once, I reckon that was a disaster. It didn't work. Three inexperienced when it comes to State of Origin forwards, two of our smallest forwards, and it was a time when Queensland took full advantage straight after half time, gained the ascendancy, and took control of the game. I know the New South Wales halves are being blamed a fair bit, and they weren't as good as we know they can be.
Yes.
And they were outplayed by Daly Cherry Evans and Cameron Munster. But the New South Wales hooker, Damien Cook, he ran riot in the first 30 minutes, and he got no support. How many breaks did he make?
Yes.
I don't think I've seen a quicker player over 10, 15 metres than Damien Cook, but it was all for nothing. I think it's time, and I don't think I'd ever say it, but he's had six fantastic games in a row. It's time for Mitch Pearce to come back and run the show. His form demands it, and, okay, people say he hasn't performed in the Origin arena. Well, he didn't perform against the greatest Queensland side of all time.
Yes.
They're not as good as that now.
Yes.
Give him a chance. Give him another chance. I don't think Nathan Cleary, he'll get plenty more chances and opportunities in the future. No David Clemmer for Origin 2 in Perth. I'd give Matt Lodge an Origin jersey.
Yes.
I'd look at McLean, although he got injured hamstring last night. Look, Fittler's 2-4 in Origin and 46% as an NRL coach. If he's not under the pump as a coach, he should be.
Okay. Pearce is halfback. Who's your 5/8? Where does Tommy T play?
Well, I wasn't all that impressed with Tommy T last night.
No, but he's in your Origin 2 side, right?
Well, I'll wait and see how he plays next week. He lacked confidence last night. Wow. And I don't know whether I'd put him straight back in the arena, maybe for Game 3. But I thought he was just last night under the high kicks, and he didn't look himself. Look, he still played his part in the Manly win, but it wasn't the time. He has been out a fair while, and that's a horrific injury he's had.
Gee, I think the Blues need to pick him because he's one of those players, Saul, that makes things happen. He can make try-scoring opportunities out of nothing, Tommy T.
Yeah, well, they play St George Illawarra at Waddow Land next Sunday.
Yep.
We'll see how he pulls up there, gets through the game okay, and he gets back to something like himself. Sure, straight back in. But I think we've got bigger problems than out wide in that New South Wales side. What do we do with Latrell Mitchell? His confidence is down around his bootlaces. There's something wrong with that young man, and I wouldn't pick him in his current state of mind.
Okay.
There's obviously something wrong. He didn't come back with a side. He went home to Tari.
Yes.
He's not playing today. We're not being told the true story, and if we're not being told the true story, I wouldn't pick him.
All right. Mitchell Moses gets $2.5 million over 3 years. Does he deserve it?
In my opinion, no. Yeah. I don't think he's that valuable a player. He's a good player, but he's not in that paycheck class, in my opinion.
Well, one halfback who is Dally Cherry Evans. He was fantastic for Queensland coming back off that injury on Wednesday night, and he was great again for Manly last night, Saul.
Yeah, what a 36 hours for DCE. What a change in his reputation over the last 12 months. I mean, Queensland couldn't copy him not all that long ago. I thought he showed amazing resilience to get back onto the field and lead Queensland on Wednesday, and then to back up last night and showed what a leader he is now. Interesting to see that Manly have passed their points tally for the entire of season from last year to last night, and they've beaten South Sydney, Canberra, Knights and the Sharks, all in the top four, and they've beaten all of those. So Jesse Hazel's done an amazing job there.
The fact that you made mention of that they've now made more points than last year, I can't help but think that it triggers some sort of clauses in Dez's contract that he gets paid more money or something. Has he been talking to you about that?
He's always talking about money.
That's what I mean.
He doesn't talk about anything else. You think it's time I went for an upgrade? You think it's time I went for an upgrade? No, that was only halfway through. No, I wanted you 6 months ago.
I tell you what, having a look at the NRL futures market here, the Roosters $3.25, South Sydney $4.50, Melbourne $5. So there's three there that take a lot of the market. Next up, on $11, up. Cronulla.
Up Cronulla, for sure. I mean, they're now getting set to really bite in the second half of the competition. And with the NRL's youngest coach in Johnny Morris, good luck to him and the job he's done. And I noticed last night in an interview, I don't know whether you saw it, prior to the game, they interviewed him. He looked upbeat. And he said, look, I've thrown away the set structured plays that Cronulla has used in the past, which I thought was a bit of a backhander at the former coach, and I thought, good on you. You've made your mark on this side. He's getting them to rely on their skill, play what's in front of them, play up front football, forget about structured plays. And with Matty Moylan and Wade Graham back from injury and proving lethal on the left hand side in attack, the Sharks look to be the big improvers. And Sean Johnson's back next week. They won 42-22. Against Parramatta, very impressive. I thought young Flanagan is just improving each week.
Yes.
The drums are beating that he's going to go to the Roosters before June 30, and that Shane Flanagan may pop up as coach of the Canterbury Bulldogs. So some interesting stuff still happening behind the scenes there. What about what went on over in Auckland? Once again, this Warriors side, with no pressure from Origin, they don't have an Origin representative. So this is normally the time that they make hay while the sun shines, but not this Warriors side. Ever since Steve Kearney left his cosy coaching job as assistant to Craig Bellamy in Melbourne, he's been seeking success at international level and recognition as a head coach in the NRL. It just hasn't worked. Great guy that he is. And Bellamy in the Storm may have delivered a sledgehammer to Kit Kearney and his future and his disappointing side with that 32-10 win at Mount Smart. The Warriors, as I said, no Origin players. Storm had four players backing up. And after a good start, the Warriors fell in the heap again. They're privately owned. They're an embarrassment, I reckon. They can't make the eight at the halfway mark.
Yeah.
What a season for them. Their management, their coaching and recruitment is an embarrassment. They should be a juggernaut. But they're simply big plasticine men who laugh and smile with the opposition on the field after every defeat, and there's plenty of them.
All right, let's get to your zapper for today. You've got three games to choose from, including the Brisbane Broncos running around at 2 o'clock on a Sunday afternoon. It's most unusual.
Yeah, before I do, can I just say, recognise a wonderful achievement during the week with Graham Lowe, the former Queensland Origin coach, the former Manly coach, Wigan coach, New Zealand coach, knighted during the week for services to youth education in New Zealand. Fantastic bloke, good mate of mine. I texted him during the week and he's absolutely thrilled over it. I recall Lowy coaching New Zealand to beat Australia at Carlaw Park in 1985 it was, and 18-0 the Kiwis beat Australia. Henry Tartner, who then came over and played with Canterbury, kicked six goals in the mud I hopped on the Australian bus after the game, and on one side was Wally Lewis and all the Queenslanders. On the other side were the New South Wales players. Mm. Four Queenslanders were dropped after that game, and so too was the Australian coach, Terry Fernley.
Yes.
Media got on the buses in those days. Graham Lowe coached that New Zealand side, then came over to Australia and coached in Brisbane, and then went over and coached in England with great success before joining Manly. Fabulous bloke, and I couldn't be more happy for him.
Absolute legend. Absolute legend of the game, and congratulations to him. Righto.
Okay, the Zapper.
Your Zapper.
Yep. I'm going Broncos today. They'll be too good for the disappointing Titans, who have got a lot of trouble. I don't think I've ever seen a season where there are players that are having issues mid-season like what's going on now. Ash Taylor is the latest one there.
Yes.
On a million a year, so he can have a rest and just count his money. I think the Roosters will be good enough today to beat the Panthers. I can't see enough points in the Panthers. I'm looking forward to this game. I'm looking forward to seeing how young Martin plays today, because he had a blockbuster against Manly last week.
But didn't he work?
I'm going for the Roosters to win, just on the fact that they can get the job done under adversity. And I think the George Illawarra will put another nail in the Bulldogs' coffin for their wooden spoon in the big game tomorrow.
And that's all at the line?
All at the line, all up Triple Tree.
All right.
We got 4-1 New South Wales, would you believe it? Mm. When we started off so well, I thought we're home here, but should have known better.
Didn't happen. They'll get another chance in a couple of weeks' time over there in Perth. Good on you, Zorb. We'll speak next week.
Okay, boys.
There he is, Peter Peters. So you're just having a look at the Zapper. Broncos minus -$9.50. Roosters minus -$4.50. Dragons minus -$3.50. So the triple treat, as he describes it. 1353-53 is the open line number. We'll take a break. We'll be back with Karen McAvoy.
Dynamic syndications with trainer Mick Price and Aquas Farm offer a high-quality filly by Written Tycoon. From a half-sister to Group 1 winner Zip Zip Array and stakes winner Zip and Easy, and closely related to Group 1 winners Nicone and Nicanero.
Hi, it's Mick Price here for Dynamic Syndications, the Written Tycoon filly. I love the filly. She's strong, muscly, really nice filly.
Join our Dynamic Mick Price and Aquas Farm team. Visit dynamicsyndications.com or call 1-800-619-999. AFSL 3360-808.
36 months interest-free on Apple Mac computers now at Harvey Norman. Yes, a massive 36 months interest-free on Apple Mac computers. No deposit, no interest with 36 equal monthly payments until June 2022. Approved applicants only. Minimum financed amount $750. Interest applies if you do not comply with terms and conditions. Fees and exclusions apply. See website for details. It's easy to get the Apple Mac computer you want now. No deposit, no interest with 36 equal monthly payments until June 2022. 36 months interest-free on Apple Mac computers now at Harvey Norman.
Mum, it's end of financial year time, which means qualifying businesses can take advantage of the instant asset write-off tax deductions on eligible purchases less than $30,000 per item.
At Bingley.
Like a new TV for your boardroom or appliances for your office kitchen. Talk to your accountant and then talk to us.
And?
It's the Bingley end of financial year sale with huge deals store-wide.
That's right.
Don't miss the end of financial year sale at Bingley.
Your next bet is as easy as 1-2-3 or 2-1-3 or 1-3-2 or 2-3-1. Or the tab's made 1-2-3 even easier with the new Trio. When you have a Trio, it doesn't matter what order your horse has finished. Simply pick the first three in any order to win. Plus, you can now see your approximate payout at the time you place your Trio bet online or via the Tab app. Try a Trio today and make 1-2-3 easier. Tab, who are you backing?
Available to S-Tab and New South Wales Tab customers only. Gamble responsibly.
Here comes cross counter coming at Marbello. Cross counter's flying, the Blue Army have done it at last. Cross counter has won the Melbourne Cup from Marbello, a prince of Aaron Finch.
On Sky Sports Radio and Radio Tab, the Big Sports Breakfast Weekend with Jimmy and Ray.
And that was, of course, cross counter winning under Karen McAvoy in the Melbourne Cup last spring.
Yes, absolutely. Now, just before we go to Karen McAvoy, who's on the line, hey, Jimmy, if you can't remember your bets, it might be time to stop punting or hire an accountant. Cheers, EJ. I usually write them down, EJ, because I've got a memory like a sieve.
You're questioning this bet, aren't you?
Yeah. Well, obviously, you'll produce something that confirms it.
Oh, well, as soon as I... No, you produce the carton. That's what
you're backing away.
trying to think what I could produce.
Yeah, nothing. What about something a little bit of clip?
I'm sure your
Hamish has probably clipped it up on air. Panel operator Hamish.
We might have to go to video tape.
I know he's on your team, so.
I'll tell you, I wish I was on Kieran McAvoy's team. He's had a terrific season. We just heard from Cross Counter early, and he also won, of course, the Stradbroke yesterday on trekking. Number of Group 1s. The Everest, second year in a row, Red Zell, and he's been good enough to join us this morning. Kieran, good morning, and congratulations on, well, what has been a tremendous season for you.
Yeah, thanks, boys. It was just a fantastic day there yesterday, and pretty lucky to be getting on some great horses in these big events, and it was pretty pleasing there yesterday to be able to get another big win in the blue colours for Sheikh Mohammed and Godolphin.
Yeah, just before we get it, felt like we were going through This Is Your Life there, Karen, the way Ray was introducing you. But anyway, we'll get to that very shortly. Just on Prince Farwaz, the ride there and the weaving your way through the field. What was going through your mind at that point, at about the 200, the 250, when you thought there was no guarantee you were going to get that run?
No, well, it was a bit of luck. I was in a position at 700 where I had a split second where I was nearly going to opt to try and push Kubrick out of the way, and then that sort of opportunity closed, the window closed, and I had to then sort of sit, suffer, and be patient, and the run in the end sort of, it opened up in front of me when Kubrick went a little bit to the left, and the run was right there. And soon after, I asked exactly what the horse was able to do. He's a really promising colt that's gone to a new level this time. So there's no reason to think why he can't improve that bit more and strengthen into next preparation. So he's gonna have great fun with him in the next prep. It'll be great to see where he could end up in terms of trip wise. And there's a lot of thinking to be done with connections over the next few months before the spring.
Yeah, no, he's highly talented, as is trekking too, Kieran. This horse has really made that quantum leap this prep, and he's a genuine Group 1 horse, and he showed that in the Stradbroke.
Yeah, it was great to get that win for him. He's a little horse and I've had a good run with, and James has mapped out a couple of really fruitful preparations for him, and as you said, Ray, he's really improved. I was really taken with his win in the Hallmark at the start of this prep, and it sort of showed to me that he's improved again, and that was proved right there yesterday. It was he got in with that nice handicap weight back to after running a slashing race in the weight for age. He got in with a 54 and he's back in the Stradbroke, and went there quietly confident he's going to be very hard to beat, and we ended up getting a nice run, and James was happy leading into the race. He'd had that run on Warwick on Eagle Farm in the previous race, and then he'd had a gallop on the track, so he'd been around there and was a bit more acclimatised to the footing underneath, and he was able to show his best there yesterday, and it was a great day for the Cummingses, and I'm sure that Barter would be pretty happy. Would have looked down with a wry smile as he used to do. On the way it unfolded there yesterday for the Cummings family.
Yeah, he would have said something quick-witted as well too,
yeah,
wouldn't he?
Sure.
But absolutely.
Yeah.
Kieran, based on your success that we were talking about earlier, and it's for all different trainers, what is the strength of James Cummings? When you look at him, he's done... I know he's got, there's no issue with resources, et cetera, and we understand that, but you've got to get the job first, and that's part of the deal. What's his greatest strength as a trainer?
I think he's very measured. He's got a great approach to it all. He's willing to learn, and he's willing to keep learning. And he's a student of the game. He's always openly chatting about horses left, right, and centre, whether it's a maiden or whether it's a class six horse or whether it's a group horse. And I think patience plays a big part when you've got a team that size. And he's got a good team around him. So I was always quietly confident that James was going to handle the pressure of the job, and I think that's showing it. He's done a fantastic job going from strength to strength, and patience and all those attributes that he's shown has helped him get to where he is.
Yes, yeah, for sure. Kieran, obviously a fantastic day for you yesterday, and overall Stradbroke Day is always one of the great race days, but it was marred obviously by an incident in the Queensland Derby. A good friend of ours, Corey Brown, was hurt. He remains in hospital overnight.
Yeah.
I can I, and this is a difficult question for you to answer, I know, but after a race like that, when the jockeys go back into the jockeys' room, and I know you have to be professional and get on with the job, but your thought process is, you know, one of your colleagues has been badly hurt. Does much get said in the jockeys' room?
Well, all the boys and girls were asking around as to what was unfolding on the track after that, and I think when you're still competing, we got the news that he was A, he was conscious, B, he was moving his limbs, and then the next bit of news come through that there was a bit of pain in his lower back. Now, you know, you tick off those first 2 points, A and B, and then I think when you're still competing, you're sort of okay. You know, he's moving, he's conscious, and then you put it to the back of your mind until the end of the day, and then, you know, we were trying to get some news on what was unfolding there last night, and it is difficult. Obviously, Brownie's really well liked amongst the boys and the jockey team, and you know, we can only pray for him that he can come out and get back to full health. So fingers crossed for him now, him and his family, Kylie and the girls.
Yeah, well, hopefully, yeah, well, actually, there is some relatively good news overnight, and it'll be a bit of a recovery period for Corey, but he will be all right in the long run. Hey,
yeah.
Karen, I know you're on the Warriors like me in the NBA final series, but the Raptors, they seized the initiative yesterday.
Yeah, I didn't even see any of it. I actually asked Jill Murphy for a score update. He works for Sky there during the day yesterday, and yeah, I was expecting big things from the Warriors yesterday. They're in trouble now. They might be pushing a wheelbarrow up a steep hill, I think, with obviously injuries haven't helped, but I'm going to be tuning in. When's the next game? Is it Monday?
Tuesday morning, yeah, in Toronto.
Tuesday morning.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I think Kevin Durant's back for that one, too.
Is he? Right.
Yeah.
Who's your team? Is it the Warriors, the team?
I just follow the NBA and such. Mm. It's been a great season to watch. I must admit, I thought the Warriors would be a bit stronger than what they are at the pointy end of the season, but Tuesday's going to be great viewing.
Yeah, absolutely. And by the way, do you get yourself a day off today? You're heading out to the SCG to watch the Swannies go around?
No, we've got a few things on. We're actually going to go to the movies this morning and get a couple of jobs done. I might be able to just tune in on the TV and watch a bit of the Swannies later on the Savo.
Yeah, you're not taking the better half to Bohemian Rhapsody or anything like that, are you?
No, taking the kids. I think we're going to watch Secret Life of Pets or something. So it should be
Father of the Year, mate. Father of the Year.
Yeah, no phones in the movie. That's your challenge, all right?
You can't fall asleep either.
All right.
Trying to check up on a few.
Dad, what about when this happened? Oh, yeah, that was good. That was great.
You completely missed
it. Lucky there's not an NBA going on.
Very good. Well done yesterday, Karen. Congratulations on those wins. And as always, very good with your time for our program. We do appreciate it.
Thanks, guys. Have a good day.
Thanks so
Karen
much,
Karen McAvoy there. And he is
he
an absolute gentleman.
For our talk topic.
Absolutely. Mm. Absolutely. $1.62 Toronto. Golden State, $2.30. That game on Tuesday, just after 11 o'clock.
They're 3-1
now,
up, the Raptors.
They are. They're 3-1 up
there,
in the series, yes. Mm. Now, racing today, a race, Raymond. And, of course, they're at Belmont for the Belmont Stakes, run over 2,400 metres. And they're listed to jump very shortly, as we know. That it could be anywhere between now and
half
about
an hour.
15 minutes. In fact, as a result of that, they're taking so long, we're going to go to a break. And after the break, we'll come back. We might even run ourselves a quiz. 11 all at this point.
Coringle Stud continues to produce outstanding value for broodmare owners in 2019. Its value for money stallion roster includes proven Group 1 sire Dewport, whose progeny's average earnings of $87,000 per starter is 10 times his service fee. Dewport stands alongside exciting stallion prospect Prize Icon and the multiple Group 1 producer Magic Albert, as well as the Brothers War. For more information, contact Angus Lamont on 0429 842 875.
Wideline Windows and Doors can help make your next build or home reno a success. Drop into any showroom and check out their extensive range of quality aluminium and timber designs, all backed by a 7-year guarantee. Any size, any shape, any space. Wideline's experts will help create the perfect frame for your view. There's never been a better time to take a closer look at Wideline Windows and Doors. Showrooms open at Port Macquarie, Broadmeadow, Tuggerah, Rosebery, and coming soon to Liverpool.
customers love having a local shop, but I need more funds to help.
Spent over $10 billion US dollars to over 80,000 small businesses globally. Get approval in hours and funds in your account as early as the next business day. At OnDeck, we say yes to small business. So for a loan to help you get ahead, apply now at ondeck.com.au. All loans are subject to lender approval.
Satisfaction. There's payday satisfaction.
Yes.
Perfect lawn satisfaction.
Yes.
Hole-in-one satisfaction.
Yes.
Then there's getting an Amarok V6 Auto starting from $49,990 drive away with a 5-year unlimited kilometre warranty satisfaction. Plus, for a limited time across all Amarok V6 models, 3 years free scheduled servicing. Get some end of financial year satisfaction at Volkswagen today. Conditions and exclusions apply. Visit Volkswagen.com.au.
On Sky Sports Radio and Radio Tab, the Big Sports Breakfast Weekend with Jimmy and Ray.
Well, they're just about to jump over there at Belmont. We'll take you to Belmont Park for the running of the 2019 Belmont Stakes.
Jovia, who comes out running well on the lead. Tax is away running in second position. Spinoff is just off of them. And War of will find himself fourth early on. And tucking in right behind him is Tacitus, who's fifth and drafting in behind War of into that first turn. And then it's ever fast Intrepid Hearts or Winston on the inside, followed by Bourbon War. And last of them all is Master Fencer through a 23.9. 9-2 opening quarter mile. So they make their way around this first turn here at Belmont Park, where Jovia, the expected pacemaker, is doing just that. He's on top by 3/4 of a length. And racing in second is Tax Spinoff and Javier Castellano sitting off the pace here. They're 3 lengths behind. Tyler Gaffalione settling back, War of Will under stout restraint here, fourth on the outside after a half mile in an easy 48.79 seconds. The pace has not been fast. And then it's Intrepid Heart racing on the outside of Everfast, who's in mid-pack. Jose Ortiz and Tacitus are 3 deep up the backstretch, and they're 5 lengths from front-running Jovia. And then a break of another 2.5 to Sir Winston, and then it's Bourbon War, and Master Fencer is last, and he's 11 lengths behind. So up the backstretch they go. 3/4 up in 113.54 seconds. Less than 6 furlongs remain in this Belmont Stakes. And it's been Jovia all the way so far. Tax continues to pursue him as they race for the far turn. And then it's Spinoff on the outside. At the rail ever fast. War of Will outside of horses, yet to be given his cue. He's 4 lengths behind with a half mile to go. Meanwhile, Jose Ortiz is starting to ask more from Tacitus. And Sir Winston has slipped through an opening on the inside as they make their way around the far turn. Still Jovia, still Tax, and on their outside it's Spinoff. And War of Will is moving now. And so too is Tacitus, is very wide. And Sir Winston is right in contention behind horses as they make their way to the top of the stretch. And they're into the stretch. And it is Jovia and Tax. Sir Winston comes up on the outside, and he got in front of War of Will. And Sir Winston has moved to the center of the track under Joel Rosario to take the lead. On the inside, Jovia fights on. Tacitus is there. And then Tax between horses. Master Fencer on the far outside. They're coming to the finish. And Sir Winston has won the Belmont Stakes. And then it was Tacitus second, followed by Jovia third. It's a photo for fourth. The final time was 2 minutes, 28.30 seconds.
There you go. 7-10 won the numbers. 7-10 won the numbers.
Don't go off too early,
Sir
James.
Winston has gone across the line first.
I tell you what.
Ray Thomas has suspected that there might be a bit of a protest.
I reckon that incident was as bad as the Kentucky Derby.
Well, that wasn't that bad, was it?
On the home turn. So if he lost the race in the Kentucky Derby, Sir Winston might be in a spot of bother. 2:28 and change, still more than 4 seconds outside Secretariat's race and track record. Still stands, never get broken.
Actually, there's an SMS here too, by the way. 1353, the open line number. Ray, are you worried about getting raided by the AFP in regard to the ongoing rorting in the quiz? No, name.
AFP, that's a beauty.
Yeah, we won't be able to read about it, but... That's exactly what might happen. And there's another one here. How about Doug Walters as the most popular sports person? Even Aussies, every Aussie, loved Dougie in the 1970s. Cheers from Jeff. That's hard to disagree with. I reckon
Dougie
every,
Walters, yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
Everyone's favourite player, wasn't he, in the 70s? You all loved to be bat like Doug and watch him bat.
drink schooners and smoke. You know, he had a hypnotist 10 years ago.
Dougie, I just stopped smoking.
To stop smoking.
And it worked, didn't it?
Worked a treat.
Mm.
Worked completely. So, there you go. 1353. The most popular sports person is the one that we're looking for. Here's another take on the Latrell Mitchell sent to the sin bin. It comes in from Cole at Newcastle. Morning, Jimmy and Ray. Surely at the elite level, State of Origin can't afford to have a player in the bin. Give the penalty try and keep the contest at 13 on 13. Cole from Newcastle. Well, they gave the penalty try last year, but they didn't give it this year. What was your take on? I thought they were a bit lucky there, the Blues.
Lucky a couple of times. Blues went in 8-0 up and could have easily been out of the game by first half. So.
Yeah, right. All right, 1353 is the open line number. And we get this from Ron from Moree, and of course he is the greatest supporter of Zach Purton, and understandably so. But congratulations, Zach Purton. 1,000 Hong Kong winners achieved yesterday.
Only the second jockey ever to do so. Douglas White has the record, 1,813 winners, and he just retired earlier this season. After 23 years in Hong Kong, Zach's brought up the 1,000 after 12 years.
12 years?
That's all. So if he wants to keep going in Hong Kong, and he says he's quite happy there, and no need to rush home at all, he's top dog now, and he is riding at a level which has him right at the world's very, very best.
This comes in from Judy. The way Ray handled how it wasn't his book that was given to the Queen was typical Ray, boosting up the person who wrote it. But there goes Jimmy, putting it in Ray's face. Typical Jimmy. That's from Judy.
Judy, you nailed it.
pretty much, yes. Yeah, that's exactly right. So, 1353.
You love doing that, don't you?
What's that?
You revel in it.
Yeah, absolutely. We might go to the quiz very shortly too, by the way.
11 all, yeah.
Yeah, 11 all in the quiz. In fact, why don't we go to the quiz now? We've got Gerard Daffy coming up, and we're going to take some of your callers as well. Can we go to the quiz right now? We're just filling in time. Still waiting on the confirmation of those numbers, 7, 10 and 1. 7, 10 and 1 at Belmont Park. And we're just waiting here. And we've got
calls, James, and you're stretching it. We can go to Tony. Tony, good morning.
Good morning, Jimmy and Ray. How are you?
Terrific.
Very well, Tony.
Us, mate?
Great to be a Queenslander, isn't it?
Said no one ever.
Hey, listen, boys, I just wanted to have a bit of a dig at Zorbay.
Yeah,
Zorbay. You know, last Sunday I was listening to you guys, and Mr. Zorb, he was telling us how we had four halfbacks, we had five eights and halfbacks playing in the centres. Moses Mbai should never have been selected. What about it, eh, fellas?
Well, hang on. Moses Mbai played for 8 minutes. So.
Yeah. Yeah, Gary, he didn't have much time, but I'll tell you what, he didn't do anything wrong.
No, I'll agree with that.
Tony's right.
No, Tony, totally. Queensland, too good on the night.
Far too good.
Yeah. Too good on the night, won't they? And I'll tell you what, if that wasn't a penalty try, if it was a club game, an NRL game, that would have been a penalty try every day of the week.
What was it taken, Jim?
Surely, eh?
Should have been a penalty try.
Yeah, there you go.
Should have been a penalty try.
I just thought I'd ring up and say, go Queensland, and as a fellow Greek, say hello to Zorb for me, and... we'll see what he says next time around, eh?
And Tony, you didn't mention Ash Barty either.
Ash Barty, yes, definitely Ash Barty. I stayed up and watched it, and I tell you what a wonderful girl, eh?
Yeah, she's a star.
Peter Pasolvis knew when he found her years and years ago as a little kid, didn't he? He knew what she was going to become.
Yeah,
she is a star.
Absolutely. Good on you, Tony. Never call again.
you can't call. You can't say that.
Why not?
You want people to ring up.
1353. Yeah, line number. This comes in from Steve. I know he's a Queenslander, but you just got to love Alfie Langer. Just an out-and-out champion. Absolutely.
He's the 14th man on the field.
He's a very popular man, and understandably so. What a great character he is, and a great player. Dave's on the line.
G'day, guys. I just got two things.
Fire away, Dave.
My liked sports person.
Yes.
Probably from left field a little bit, but it's Steve Waugh. Because in his year of retirement, he didn't go to a George Bush sort of big boys barbecue at Parliament House with Leighton Hewitt and John Eales and all the rest of them. He went to New South Wales Country Cricket Ceremony, and 3 days after his retirement test, he came to Newcastle and played the Sheffield Shield game,
I come from Newcastle, and we're all pretty appreciative of that. Most players probably wouldn't when they come to that game at number one sports ground in Newcastle.
Oh, yeah.
So I just thought his service to his sport, mate, was a bit better than some. That's all.
And success never changed Steve Waugh, did it, Dave?
Well,
he was always the same.
Yeah, I don't know him, but, I just thought that he always displayed that his responsibility to his sport was number one.
Yep.
To the public, anyway. Secondly, guys, we can't have sporting organisations or business groups or government telling people that they're not allowed to express themselves or behave in ways that's lawful. If Israel Folau or anybody else, if you don't want to re-sign them when their contract's over, downgrade their contract or don't re-sign them. But if people are booing from the sideline, it's lawful. If people are expressing opinions that are lawful, we don't want organisations making up their own laws. That's not territory that we want to go down. Adam, unfortunately, picked a soft target in the 14-year-old girl. I'm sure he copped plenty from lots of people, but he picked a soft target, so people didn't like that.
Hang on a minute. He didn't know it was a 14-year-old girl when he called it out.
I don't know what he knew, mate, and I don't think you knew either. You know,
so hang on, Dave. So Dave, what you're saying is when Adam Goods heard that from the crowd,
yep,
and he pointed at the girl, he knew that she was a 14-year-old girl.
No, I said I don't know what he knew.
No,
I'm just saying he ended up picking a soft target. Now, I'm not saying it was right or wrong. He would have copped plenty from plenty of people, and which is wrong, but it didn't do him a lot of good in the public sort of, you know what I mean, the public opinion and.
Mm. Oh, Dave.
I know what Dave's trying to say. I think, Dave, the problem with Adam's Goods issue was that the AFL didn't come out in the front foot and show support for their players, and they allowed that booing to continue on for weeks and weeks and weeks. That was wrong.
Absolutely, it was wrong. And I tell you what, racism is racism in any form.
Correct. And the AFL should have come out right on the front foot and stamped it out immediately.
Dave made a very good point around Israel Folau, and it was an administrative error from Rugby Australia in not putting within his contract the terms under which he would work.
Mm-hmm.
They missed that. Hey, by the way, if you want to be a part of the quiz, it's 11 all. Call now on 1353 53. Call now, 1353 53. You can play for either Ray or myself. Judy, if you want to ring up, you can play for Ray. Time now to speak to Jared Daffy, though, from TAB. And I suppose Jared is probably a Queensland supporter this week, I would have thought. Morning, Jared.
Morning, boys. Wait until we rewrite your contract.
You should see it, Jared. It's war and peace, his contract.
No bagging Liverpool, no bagging Queensland. And I mean, I know you've probably only got half a dozen fans left in Queensland, if that. You scratched out the weather.
That was me, Jared.
I'm innocent.
I was right. Circumnavigating the country, and I left off Brisbane, and I was mortified when Jimmy said, "Did you do Brisbane?" And I went, "Oh no!"
Don't spoil it for me, Ray.
Okay. That's right. It's a yarn. He's spinning a yarn. That's what he's doing. All right. What about? We've got a tennis match coming up, but what about the one we had? Outstanding, Ash Barty.
Well, it was, and one of your callers before touched on it. Salty, who of course is Radio Tab and a national line personality now, I must say. He's known the family for many, many years. And when Ash Barty was 5 years old, we've seen those photos of the trophy. He was actually a coach where she played at the time. So they've been friends down through the years. And I was with him yesterday. He was like an excited father before that match last night. And the whole story, the whole giving it away, playing cricket, and then going back and well, being number two on the pile now, but hopefully number one not far away. But it's an incredible story, isn't it?
It's brilliant. Just amazing, and she's so good. And, of course, tonight it's Dominic Thiem trying to stop the king of clay, Rafael Nadal, going for, it's incredible to say it, 12th French Open.
And realistically, he probably should win, of course, that match with Djokovic that Dominic Thiem played in went over 2 days. And, he's priced accordingly as though he can't win. He's $4.20 and Nadal $1.22. So Nadal expected to win tonight.
All right. World Cup cricket. This is a big one. India v Australia. And then World Cup football. Mm. The women's game, Australia up against Italy.
Well, we've got a really good game tonight in the cricket and one tomorrow night as well. Tonight, India $1.85, Australia $2, so not much in the market there. We've got about 75 markets open on that game. But tomorrow night, this is fascinating, South Africa are favourites. I don't know why.
$0.03.
$1.85 and West Indies at $2. Not surprisingly, boys, we've seen a lot more money than for West Indies than we have for South Africa. And the ladies are in action tonight at the Women's World Cup. It's a pretty good time, 9 o'clock. $1.65 Australia, $3.80 a draw, and $4.50 Italy in this. Well, 96 bet types open on that one as well. Mm. And many of those are open throughout the game for live betting.
Right. A story during the week, AB de Villiers offered to come out of retirement for the World Cup and was told...
They knocked him back.
They said,
yeah, we
no.
don't need you, son.
Unbelievable. One of the all-time greats. Three games left in this round of NRL, starting today with the Broncos, Titans, Panthers and Roosters, and tomorrow the Bulldogs versus the Dragons.
Yes, and plenty of money for the Broncos today on the back of all this. Obviously a few dramas there at the Gold Coast, and Proctor's out as well now. Brisbane, $1.32. Gold Coast, $3.50. We've got a pretty hefty line there of 9.5 points. Bit of support for Penrith, $2.65 to beat the Roosters at $1.50. In particular with the 4.5 point start on the line there, that's $1.90. And tomorrow's match actually hasn't moved. We've got the Bulldogs at $2.25, the Dragons at $1.67. Smallish line there of 3.5 points.
Bet of the year, Broncos, 13+.
Yeah, I have to agree.
Oh, God, I just think they're going to give them an absolute flogging up there at Suncorp.
Funnily enough, the Gold Coast actually go pretty good up there against Brisbane.
Yeah.
But I don't know whether it'll happen today.
They're ready to go. They're ready to go, the Broncos. Are the Sydney Swans ready to go against the West Coast?
Been a huge go. There was a huge go landed last night where Adelaide were 240 into 185 favourites, and a pretty similar move here, Jimmy. Sydney opened at 240, they're into 205, the West Coast out to $1.80, so not much in the betting there. And this big clash tomorrow, the regular, is it Queen's birthday weekend?
Yes.
In Melbourne, everywhere. Yep. There's a holiday everywhere in the world except in Queensland, so we lose again. Collingwood $1.37, Melbourne at $3.10, a line there of 16.5 points.
Yeah. No day off for you tomorrow?
No.
Good.
Oh, you really are an arse.
Thank you, Jay. We've got a couple of people lined up for the quiz. It's really heating up here, 11 all between Ray and... Have you got a frame to market for that?
Go, Ray.
Jared. Shock me.
Blue Boys had a win yesterday, Jared.
What about... they were down by 37. Somebody asked me what price they were. They were $17, but you couldn't have taken it, surely.
No one could have.
It's an amazing game.
Thanks, Jared.
See you, boys.
Bye-bye.
See you, mate.
Events quiz, the highly anticipated musical biopic about the incredible life of Elton John, another film that I won't be going to see that I want to, is his breakthrough years, Rocket Man.
Why won't you go and see that?
I'd love to go and see. Is in cinemas now. So strut into luxury with Gold Class, or march into Max with VMAX. Head on over to eventcinemas.com.au to grab your tickets now. Do you want to go first or second today, Ray?
You can go first, James.
All right, I'll go first. Oh, that's because you're obsessed by even numbers. Adam's on the line. G'day, Adam.
Hi, boys.
How are you, Adam?
Good morning.
All right, here we go, mate. Question one. The Dragons have lost 5 NRL games in a row. Who was the last team they beat? That's a hard one. Manly, Seagulls. Question two. What was the name of the 2013 motion picture about the late Niki Lauda? Was it A, Extreme, B, Rush, C, Speed?
Rush.
Well done. Solid.
Speed, of course, with Keanu Reeves.
Not quite the same.
Not exactly the same movie, no. Question three. How many Champions League finals have Liverpool appeared in? Is it A7, B9, or C11?
9.
Good finish.
Very well.
Good finish.
Go B. Well done, Adam.
Yeah, well done, Adam. Stay on the line, mate.
Hey, Steve, good morning.
Good morning.
Hey, Steve, we need 2 to tie, 3 to win, mate. How are you feeling?
Mate, I'm glad I'm with you, because if I was with Jimmy, I would have thrown it.
Hey, Steve, turn your radio down or we'll turn you off.
No, you can't say that. You can just say politely, turn your radio down.
Good on you, Jimmy.
Okay. Here we go, Steve. Question number one. The Broncos have won 3 NRL games in a row. Who was the last team they lost to?
Roosters?
It was South Sydney. Okay, we need this one. Question number two. What was the name of the 1996 motion picture about the late Muhammad Ali? A, was it When We Were Kings? B, I Am Ali? C, The Greatest?
C, The Greatest.
It was A, When We Were Kings, one
Stop
of the great
fight.
Sport movies
Stop
of all time. James, you've won.
Yeah, bad luck, Steve. Actually, hang up, Steve. Turn your radio down. Turn it up. Do whatever
happy,
you like.
You weren't happy.
Mate. Some people can follow instructions, others can't.
Yeah, how good was that, When We Were Kings? One of the great movies.
It's the second greatest documentary I've ever seen.
Greatest is?
Senna.
Oh, yeah, no,
about
fair
the
enough.
Life of Ayrton Senna.
Yeah.
Absolutely incredible.
Riveting,
bad luck, Steve. Adam's on the line. G'day, Adam.
Hey, boys.
All right, mate. Where are you at, Adam?
I got the job done. I'm from Manly, and I'd just like to dedicate this win to my good mate, Zorba. And I wish I was with you, Ray, not Jimmy.
Well, Adam, you've had a win, though, mate. So,
hey, Adam, we can very easily take it off you if you want to keep
No, you can't do that. He won fair
can
and square.
We?
No, he won fair and square.
Actually,
it's like the Roosters' salary cap issue.
Hey, hang on. What are the Roosters' salary cap
there's
issues?
Many, James, there's many, James. There's many.
I could go on all day, Jimmy, so I won't even go. There's more bags going around than in the Super League war.
But you know what, Adam? You won't get the opportunity to go on all day because we've got the news coming up very shortly. So you stay on the line, and I don't know, where's the nearest event cinemas?
Northern Beaches. Is there one near you, Adam? No, he's gone.
He's cut him off. Fair dinkum. He starts talking about that sort of stuff. You've got to cut him off straight away, Raymond.
He won for you.
Ray Gatt. Yeah, thanks. Actually, thanks. Isn't it funny? The bloke playing against me wanted to beat me, and the bloke playing for me wanted to beat me.
You love
Tell
it,
you
mate.
What.
You love it.
Just update the score there. 12-11, my favour. Still haven't found any acknowledgement of that bet that apparently you and Moss and I have had.
Hamish is looking through all the past tapes.
Trawling through it. Yeah, that'd be right. Ray Gatt is our special guest after 9 o'clock. A hugely popular football man, journalist with The Australian, and he worked for Fairfax at different stages, a news limited for an extended period. We'll have a sports update with Tanya as well. Dean Bulldog Ritchie along to give his thoughts in the world of rugby league. I want to ask Dino about Brad Fittler and the fact that he is under pressure for the very first time as a New South Wales State of Origin coach and what that means. And, of course, we'll take your calls on 13 53 53. We have a Godolphin hat to give away. We've got the Winx book that wasn't handed to Queen Elizabeth II. It's written by Ray Thomas. And we also have some wingman beer that may or may not get to your address, depending on